It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
It was like passing a Tonka truck. It didn't belong in me.
Matt.
Maybe they shouldn't be firing lasers at the Antarctic ice.
Steve.
We were poor, asshole. That's all we had.
And Vaughn.
Why don't we go late? We can. I'm not working tomorrow, so we can go late.
Oh, well,
thank
then.
God.
Woo!
Thank God.
As long as Vaughn isn't working, we can go late.
Have a couple beers.
One,
you might still be
two,
awake.
One, two, three. Fuck you.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. Before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Hey, what happened?
Hey, where are the white women at?
More fried chickens and a Coke.
That's some dry white toast.
Thank you, Vaughn. Because we're all not listening to the same thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't need to, I don't know, throw me under the bus at the beginning.
Well, I might as well.
Fucking asshole.
Well, you were being a dick to me before, so I might as well.
Pre-show, and
me.
I'm allowed.
Yeah, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, you really are.
I'm not a piece of shit. I'm actually a retard, it seems.
It's that whistle.
That woo-woo.
Well, that's only in the phone. I didn't write that about you, so you don't have to come after my fucking sideburns.
Fuck.
Douchebag. All right, we are the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website.
Unfortunately.
Wow, no one wants to do this show anymore.
See? I'm kidding.
Are we done?
No, I'm kidding. Come on.
Fuck the Aristocrats. There, I said it.
Seriously.
I said it.
Anyway.
What do we got?
I don't know.
We're on aristocratsradio.com, cringehumorradio.com. We're on live Thursdays, 10 p.m. to midnight. And yeah. And it's Thursday, and it is 10:04. So here we are. Huh?
10:04, good buddy.
Huh? Fantastic.
I'm Derek. With me, as always, I got my buddy Matt.
Oh, how's it going, fellas?
Okay, Steve.
That was just gay.
It really was. Vaughn?
Totally fucking gay.
Yeah. Oh. And Dan?
Hey, how are you?
No, Dan's gay now.
Oh. He's all cordial.
He moved over.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Well, I think it's important to bring up the obviously everybody knows about the Don Imus thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that we were told by our parent company that we have to kind of tone down the things that we say on the show.
Yeah.
Cuz we're getting a little crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of N bombs and F and C and D and
well, we're living in B-bombs. in a post-Imus world, so.
Yeah. I miss
it's
Imus.
It's important to
come on.
So basically we're just, you know.
Oh, no.
That's terrible. I just got that now.
You're
wow.
On the floor.
That was good. Where's Carl? Where's Carly for that one?
You had to shake her head at it.
I miss squared.
Text her. Text her with it.
Oh.
So, anyway. You know, a lot of the things you've come accustomed to hearing on the show are going to be no more.
Yep.
Yep. And so, if you do hear them, forget about it.
No, you're
They're
done.
Gone.
You're done.
Yeah, basically 98% of the show is gone.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So wrestling, huh?
Yeah.
That's
basically it. You know, you take out Rey Mysterio's legs, you take out 98% of his offense. So.
Okay, I'm sick of that.
Let's talk about this Don Imus thing, though.
Go for it.
I mean, I'm not a...
Like, oh, you mean Gon Imus?
Wow.
Don Imus?
Where's the paper I had on that?
Well, under Vaughn's bag of chips.
Just so when Matt
under tried, my bag of chips, yeah.
Just so when Matt tries to quiz me on stuff, I can be prepared.
Under my enormous gut.
And how old was he? I don't fucking know, Matt.
He's
whoops.
Let's see. Was it 40 years on the air?
Was it that
40?
Long?
Was he starting in the 60s?
On the air, yeah.
Holy shisa.
Yeah.
Jesus.
He does look like fucking shit, though.
He really does look terrible. He looks like...
Well,
that's
what happens when you do coke and enough alcohol to fuel... God knows how much over a good 30 years.
I really know nothing about him. I've actually probably that's the first time I ever even heard his voice.
He's like well pickled.
Really?
His wife is still hot.
Really?
Well, his wife's like 20, 30 years younger than him.
Trump's wife is hot.
Yeah, that's true. Oh,
he changes up every five minutes. What do
you are hot.
That's hot.
Hot because of excess body weight.
So, well,
that eczema thing. Whoops.
Ooh. This is, I do have eczema.
No, that's affected by the cold.
It is. It's a shame.
But this is basically what he said.
That's a nappy head of hose there. I'm going to take that out.
And he was talking.
Dumb. He sounded black for saying it.
That's a nappy head of hose there. I'm going to take that out. Yeah!
Oops. Well, we hit that one on accident.
That was too close to the other one. I didn't mean to.
No, but.
Hey, what happened?
So, yeah, something that he definitely deserved to be fired for.
And here was a guy at
I-M-H-O.
Wait, huh? What?
He deserved to be fired for that?
Did that come out of your mouth?
I'm kidding. No. Hey, asshole. It's called sarcasm.
Hey, here was a guy that was at the same game that they were talking about.
Hey, where are the white women at?
I don't know. That's bad.
See, I thought that maybe demand an apology and...
Well, he gave several. That's what he's been on the air since up until today.
But hold on. No,
No, he was on today.
I know. That's what I'm saying. He's been on the air every day since it happened.
And the telethon's going on right now. Like,
it's over now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's supposed to end like after the end of his show tomorrow.
How much did he raise?
Like $1.3 million for fucking kids.
$1.3 million. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He's been doing that for 17 years.
If I was him, I would just put that right in my fucking pocket and walk away.
Seriously.
Make sure they can see the check in his pocket as he's walking away. As he's riding away. Midnight Rider. Yeah.
But they could have maybe gotten, you know, somebody from the team on, you know, just to talk.
They could have done a lot of things. Basically, these corporations just, and I don't want to sound like a fucking they fall like a deck of cards every time something happens.
Well, it's very sad.
And it's not just there; it's everywhere.
A lot of his big money people that were, you know, the corporation that were doing a lot of ads for them dropped like flies.
General Motors, Procter & Gamble, all those.
And when you lose the big money,
what
the hell's the point of keeping the guy anymore?
Because he's still developing more revenue than a replacement would.
You know what I mean, though? That's what the company. That's what the corporation thinks. What the hell? We can't afford having him on here because we're going to have no sponsors.
There are people that have been listening to him every day for 40 years.
Yeah, no.
This is true.
There are people that got a job, and the first day on the job, they said, oh, we listen to IMUS in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're retired now.
Yeah.
And he's getting fired.
It's terrible. The coach
he's in the fucking Hall of Fame.
Is he really?
He's in the Broadcasters Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Are they going to take him out now?
I don't know. Probably.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, we're going to put an asterisk next to him. Like Barry Bonds.
See below.
Yeah, see below. Refer to a bunch of Slutker students as nappy-headed hoes.
Wow.
I feel ashamed to be from New Jersey.
Really?
I blame this on the Rutgers team.
Okay.
Probably.
I do, yeah.
I blame this on Jersey. Mm-hmm.
Yep. We killed Don Imus. And I was going to say before, I'm not like a Don Imus fan.
Yeah.
I don't listen to him.
No,
I've heard
him. Neither.
But he's been around forever.
Yep.
And he's funny to watch. Every once in a while, I'd catch him on MSNBC or before he was on like Channel
C-SPAN
or something. I don't know. And I mean, he does a decent show.
I've always known, you know, who he is.
Oh, yeah.
Not just, you know, it's something that just doesn't have to happen.
Yeah.
No.
It's
silly. It's caving. It really is.
It's such a stupid comment. Like, such a dumb comment. Like, he's done so much worse in the 40 years.
Everyone's done so much worse. You're going to tell me Stern hasn't said worse? No, O&A haven't said worse?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They've done worse. They've gotten fired for stupid shit.
I know.
Shit like that.
But it's just stupid. Of all the things to come out against.
Yeah, Reverend Allen, what's his name? Jesse Jackson. Coming out of nowhere and just going, okay, we need to get him fired.
They need to be fired from life, honestly.
But they can't. What do they do? What job do they have that you can fire them from?
They're a reverend.
No, I just said life. Fire them from life. Just get rid of
them. Soon. If you saw any of the interviews that Reverend Al was doing, he's got like some kind of palsy going on. His lips aren't completely connecting every time he talks.
It's too much weight, I think.
Good.
And his lips are
extended. And the word... The one thing that bothered me the most is that, what's his name? The weatherman, the guy on Channel 4. Al Roker. Al Roker had to come out and say something about
it. He's not even black.
What the fuck?
What is he anyway?
What the fuck?
They paint him every day.
What, while he was eating a sandwich and a pie at the same time, he stopped and said, oh, wait, I should talk about this?
A sandwich and a pie.
Hey, boss, do you think while I'm giving the weather for Tuscaloosa, I could say something about this on my piece?
Oh, he's a nappy-stomached pimp.
Such a dick. Like, that's the one I find the most annoying out of all of it.
He's a fat fucking
I can understand.
Ooh, almost got him.
He's an asshole.
I can understand. Reverend Al, he jumps on anything that the white man does if it's bad.
Oh, yeah.
Jesse Jackson, he does the same thing. But, you know, our lovely weatherman, he shouldn't be saying shit. He should just be saying, okay, it's going to be 40 degrees here, 30 degrees here. Take it to your normal friggin' National Weather Association, whatever the fuck
Seriously.
It is.
The coach for the team was crying. She was on TV like crying. Like, what the fuck world do you live in?
Yeah.
Like,
she was, what was overcompensation. I've been saying this for
a while.
Is it
that upsetting? You haven't heard that before? Mm-hmm. You can't turn on Hot 97 and hear that fucking 30 times in each song?
Yeah.
It's well, like ridiculous. that guy in Hot 97, was it Hot 97? Star? Yeah.
Star Buckwild?
Yeah, well, he deserved to get fired. He was simulating a child.
He threatened to rape the girl.
I know,
the
but
child.
He was simulating the child giving him fellatio under the desk.
Really?
Yeah, it's another DJ's child.
Wow.
And she wasn't even two or three years old.
Actually, yeah, and he paid. he said he was going to pay people to get like
DJ's
wife to get like where they lived and where the kid went to school, so he could like go find him. Yeah, so he deserved to be fired.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Yeah.
And the thing is, Star is doing well, even better now. He's still on the radio.
Where?
I fucking
don't
know.
Some other station?
Yeah, another station, but he's still on the radio. Huh. He may have calmed down a little bit, but he's still on the radio.
When Aaliyah died, they were playing a plane going, and then a girl screaming. That was so funny. They got a lot of trouble for that, too. Didn't get fired.
That's funny, though.
It is.
that's not
offensive. Those nappy-headed hoes.
Yeah, I think it's a chuckle. That's like, oh, yeah, that's funny.
The word nappy itself is just funny.
It is.
It's just a ridiculous word.
I guess...
You think them being from Jersey, you know, they'd have some balls and...
No. No, seriously.
Well, they didn't come out until...
No, I know.
They came out like Tuesday afternoon on a press conference.
And they're going to be on Oprah now.
This falls under, like, the category of frivolous lawsuits.
So I watched the basketball game last night between a little bit of Rutgers and Tennessee, the women's final.
Yeah, Tennessee won last night. 7th championship for Pat Summitt. They beat Rutgers by 13 points.
That's some rough girls from Rutgers, man. They got tattoos and...
Some hardcore hoes.
That's some nappy-headed hoes there. I'm going to tell you that.
Wow.
Yeah, that's some... Ooh.
That's great, isn't
hardcore
it?
Hardcore hoes.
Yeah, that's
the
Bernard
girls from
for
Tennessee,
you, man.
They all look cute, you know, so... Like, kind of like a... I don't know.
Spike Lee thing.
Yeah.
The Jingabos versus the Wannabes.
Yeah.
That's worse!
Yeah, that, like... Oh,
that was pretty bad.
The Jingabos versus the Wannabes.
That's
pretty bad.
Isn't jigaboo like a bad word to say?
It was.
It still is.
It's a little outdated, though.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people don't even know what it means. So, yeah, it's like...
It's like the word... It's like the term porch monkey is a horrible term still.
Or no. Moon cricket.
Wow, that's new.
So. I know.
Mud duck.
Mud duck.
Steve sent me that one.
Tar baby.
Oh, okay. We're going to get kicked.
All right, let's see what...
That was a tough...
Do the right thing.
I don't know if I'd have wanted to beat Rutgers or not, but they did, right?
Yeah, it is a tough watch. More looking Rutgers, they look exactly like the Toronto Raptors.
All right. That was
only tougher.
A very awkward exchange.
The Grizzlies would do more.
They have a lot of that on their show.
Yeah, it's
a
weird.
Lot of awkward, like, you know. Because, I mean, yeah, remember, he's like, fucking, how old is he? Like, 80? Jesus. Yeah.
They're all, like, up there.
Yeah, so he, like, falls asleep in the middle of the show, and they just got to go... Yeah, black people. I hate them. They just go, what?
Why don't you just start playing Johnny Rebel on his fucking show? Go out fucking in style, man.
He probably played like some country song while he went to break right after that.
Oh, in Coontown. Oh, yeah.
Jigaboo, where are you?
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty bad. I'm surprised. I would be more offended by Jigaboo than...
That was...
Not that you would be offended, but...
Well, yeah, if I was black. I mean,
great obviously. New band, People Haters. Yeah.
You know what? Honestly, it probably stopped right there. Like, oh, nappy-headed hoes. They didn't listen to anything else, and they just jumped right on top of that.
They just saw, like, a production assistant, like, faint.
Yeah.
He's just like, oh, uh-oh.
Well, you can even hear their news guy. He says, do the right thing at one point in that clip.
Yeah.
As Imus is trying to grab at things to say, his news guy's like, do the right thing. And he just says, he diverts it around after that Jigaboo comment.
I think he was talking about the Spike Lee movie.
Huh. Yeah, you think?
Because they referenced Spike Lee, and he said "Do the Right Thing," which is a Spike Lee movie.
Ah, okay.
I'm assuming
that makes sense. I don't really know what he'd be meaning by "Do the Right Thing."
I don't either.
Well, wow. Well, after the whole Jigaboo comment, they tried to totally drive it backwards.
I doubt they really thought it was going to explode like that.
Yeah.
No, it was nothing.
It said words.
I know.
He said words. Honestly, he said words.
His throat vibrated and sounds came out.
Yeah.
If you were Russian and listening to it, you'd have no idea what it meant. And it wouldn't matter because you wouldn't care.
I barely know what it meant. Fucking Jesus.
Yeah. So like, and that's why it's so gay that the people on there are like, oh, the girls are going to need like years of therapy to get over this.
No, they're not.
That's what like people were saying. Like,
but wait
a
minute.
What the fuck?
What part is like the most offensive? The nappy-headed part? Nappy-headed part?
I think it's just the whole thing.
Yeah,
really.
The hoes. Are they hoes? Maybe not. Possibly not. They have nappy hair? Possibly.
They probably are all disgusting whores.
They're like, they are from Slutgers.
Yeah, they're from New Jersey. on top of that.
Or they go to New Jersey College, so they're probably trash.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, they might be Philly girls, too. Don't they have the campus over by Philly?
Yeah, Camden.
Yeah, Camden.
Oh, even better. Camden's a nice place.
I don't know.
It's beautiful down by the water.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
Nice. All those high trees.
So I heard.
Oh shit! Producers here.
Oh, nappy headed
hoe.
Our own little nappy headed hoe.
And her attack dog.
Wow, that's a nappy headed hoe over there. It's the doggy versus the black girl. Oh no!
Some feather headed hoe. Some silky smooth headed hoe.
All right.
Pasty faced bitch.
Some feather pompadour hole.
Pompadour.
Unbelievable. Oh, wow.
Oh, well.
Here's something interesting
that
I just
received. Superior whore.
Wow.
What were you saying?
Steve number two's wife just sent out a general text. Like, this is ridiculous.
What'd you say?
This is. All right, here we go. I'm going to try and read this. First of all, it was a picture of a blooming rose, which.
Whatever, go ahead.
Ultra gay.
Okay.
Is a blooming rose a vagina?
Basically.
You can think that, yes.
This is along the lines of, if anybody is aware of the "you make me touch your hands for stupid reasons" thing that's been floating around.
I have no idea what that is. No.
There's it's on that, it's this website. They put up basically a still picture of something, and music will be playing, and it's usually very funny. But apparently a guy got a breakup letter from his girlfriend, and he reads it exactly how it's typed. And it's terrible. We can get to that later, but this is along the same lines. I don't know who wrote this.
I'm totally lost.
All right. Well, you have to see it to understand. It's hilarious.
Okay.
Anyway. If you love me, you will read the whole thing. Whole thang. Whole being H-O-L-E.
Yeah.
What would you do if for every moment you were truly happy, there would be 10 moments of sadness? Okay, now, mind you, every single possibly abbreviated letter or word in this has been abbreviated. Like the number 4, the letter U, the number, you know, this is ridiculous.
Leet speak.
Yeah. What would you, I've never seen this before. What would you do if your best friend died tomorrow and you never got to tell them how you felt? So I just wanted to say, even if I never talk to you again in my life, you are special to me and you have made a difference in my life. I look up to you and respect you and truly cherish you. Send this to all your friends, no matter how much you talk to them or how close you are, and send it to the person who sent it to you. Let old friends know you haven't forgotten them, and tell new friends you will. You never will. Sorry. Remember, everyone. Oh, my God. This is so sad. EVRY, the number 1.
So dumb.
Needs a friend. Don't ever leave the one you love for the one you like, because the one you like will leave you for the one they love.
What?
Tonight, your true love will realize how much they love you between 1 and 4 in the morning. Tomorrow, the shock of your life will occur
shock.
If you break the chain. You will have bad luck for 10 years.
What, if you don't send it?
If you don't pass this to 15 people.
Yay.
If you get 10 back, someone really cares about you.
Yay.
Says who?
This is...
Two things.
I know. I was just going to say.
I wouldn't have read it if it wasn't this long. That's ridiculous. Look,
when were you able to, like, get Bible pages in your fucking phone?
What the fuck?
This is ridiculous.
I can send, what, like 160 characters?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, that's like 200.
Actually, it's like it has to break up to three pages. You get like 300 or 400 characters. So it's like 133.
I get like 100.
I'm so glad she doesn't have my phone number. If she sent me that stuff, I would just walk down there and
I
smack
hate
her.
That shit. And don't people worry. Must actually believe that you'll get bad luck if you don't send it. Because why else would you send it?
And
don't worry, Steve number two will send it to you because he's probably gotten the same damn text.
Oh, I'm sure.
And she sent it to 9 people, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
And he's probably one of the 9.
There's 8 other unhappy people right now.
She's going to be like, what's Derek's number? No.
Nope.
Your life's over. Womp, womp. Done.
I don't care if she's pregnant. I'd go down there and punch her. I really don't.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I really don't.
You'll punch her into labor.
Yeah.
As her husband's eating cookies and spitting them into the trash.
He'd be going, awesome.
He'll be farting.
Out of here.
He'll be in his underwear, raising his legs above his head.
This kid shoots out across the room.
Out of here. Oh, out of here. Anyway, yeah.
Out of here, son.
Thanks, James.
Unbelievable.
You embarrassed me, James.
Yeah, that is embarrassing. Especially seeing a friggin' rose. I mean, come on. Get over it.
She's so sentimental like that.
She sent a MySpace thing out asking for ideas for naming her baby.
I didn't even read it.
So I told her Derek.
Yeah, of course. I
didn't care if it's a female. Uh-huh. Derek is a good name.
We went over this at the hospital recently.
Yeah.
The name she had selected was dumb.
I can't even pronounce it. What is it? It's like...
Oh, no. She didn't. She's not picking that stupid... Like R-E-I-G-H-L-E-E or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No.
They said Leah.
Ray Leah or something? Ray Leah?
No, that's just Riley.
Ray Liotta?
It's just pronounced Riley.
Riley?
And it has to, of course, it could be 5 letters, but now it has to be 10. What the fuck? I'm pissed off right now.
Spell it with Q's. What the fuck's a Q doing in there?
I don't know.
Yeah, they said Leah, as far as I know. I don't know.
No, I hope not. I hate that name.
I do too, but... That's their kid, so...
Yeah, you have no real choice.
I just won't call it anything.
No, lay me?
What?
L-E-A-H-M-A-E.
Oh, that too. Oh, God.
What?
What is that? Lee May? Lay me?
Lee May? A character from Mortal Kombat?
Lay me. It's Lay me.
Like,
what the hell is normal names?
L-E-A-H space M-A-E.
There's this space.
It's Leah May. That's her first and middle name.
Leah May.
Leah May?
That's her first and middle name.
That's Leah? That's Leah. Leah.
That's Leah.
Leah, where the fuck are they from? Like... Tennessee?
Georgia, yeah.
Hey, Lee and me! My God. Lou Alcindor. My God.
I like Derek much better.
Yeah. Honestly, I do too.
I'd rather fawn, for Christ's sakes.
Fawn.
Oh, what is a dog doing?
I don't know.
He's trying to be discreet, like, but...
Shoot shit right
it's
at
okay,
the
end. It's okay. It's all right, she says. All right, mom.
So anyway, thanks, James, for totally poisoning our
minds.
Nappy-headed
producer says it's fine.
Jesus. Okay. Wow.
So anyway.
We may come in. Time to stop milking the cows and the pigs. And
terrible.
Bring in some bales of hay. And put on your skivvies. And
Daisy Duke.
Skivvies.
Skivvies. What the fuck do they wear in the South?
Just name her Daisy Duke.
Oh, that'd be hot.
Seriously.
Daisy Duke Rogers.
Oh, yeah. She'd have a porn star name in fucking preschool. You know?
Perfect.
Yeah. All the boys would be like, I like that.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Anyway.
Jenna Jameson or something.
All right. So where were we?
Did Steve still put up with... Never mind. I don't want to get it.
What?
What? Put get up into with? It. Screw it.
When we lived together, he had these awful posters. I think I
he doesn't
them.
Do that anymore, thankfully.
Like, just the big tits.
Yeah.
So it's like a lifeguard or whatever.
Yeah. Uses flotation devices.
Something like that. And it's just like a poster... Of a girl from the neck down with these huge knockers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he put it up in my fucking apartment. Like, and it's all wrinkled. You can tell he got it when he was like 8.
Yeah.
At like a fair.
No, he had it in his house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That and like a Carmen Electra.
Yeah.
It was so mistreated.
Pamela Anderson is the most stereotypical models that you would post.
Yeah, I know. Like, you know.
Posters of, yeah.
Did he put Violent J's makeup on it too? On each tit. One tit was chewed up, the other one was Violent J.
Wow. I can just picture him having a house, and like you walk in, there's like nice furniture, and then like there's like a crummy poster on the wall.
Absolutely,
check it out, man.
Nah, she would never allow that.
No, you never know.
Yeah, too bad.
No, she's very strict about the
strict.
Yeah, well, like everything
about
has
the
to be...
decor.
Yeah.
Well, obviously he doesn't know shit about it.
Well, there was one time we moved a chair in their living room, and she came in and said, "Chaos."
Yeah.
Literally, we moved a chair. just to get into a better position to play video games.
Yeah, that's very important. Gaming
chaos.
We were gaming.
We're having a tournament, Jim.
It's like every day after the show. It's like clean up.
Yeah, basically.
You know, just because we got 3 mic stands and 8 wires and chairs all over the place. Yeah. And,
well, it gets tedious.
Yeah.
Well, you've already made it 24 times more cleanup effort than moving a single chair. So.
Yeah, I know.
We're done.
So where are we going with this?
Nowhere.
What else we got?
Well, we could do the Best Buy Geek Squad thing.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, the Revenge of the Nerds
I love the fact that he's a goo. Well, he's
ooh,
Oriental.
Ooh, watch
he's,
it.
Asian.
What?
Watch it. He's Asian?
He's Asian.
Watch it.
Almost got you then.
Because they're just creepy to begin with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you probably want to watch your poo and stuff, too, while he's at it.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
By the way, that bit went to shit. We've all said awful stuff.
Yeah.
What bit? I didn't say nothing yet.
Anyway.
No, we've all said...
But like we were referring to what they were saying.
No, it was topical.
I know. It's just.
Well, yeah. No.
It's totally fine. We weren't going off cuff. So.
Exactly. A woman and her mother are going to sue Best Buy and Geek Squad because apparently they dispatched a technician who allegedly videotaped the daughter taking a shower.
Nice.
Hot.
It's awesome.
Why is he in the bathroom?
What was this little yellow man's name?
Yeah. His name was. Heo Kuchi.
Heo Kuchi.
I see a Kuchi.
Heo Kuchi sees a Kuchi.
How raw. He snakes his way through the toilet, comes out the toilet. How raw.
Yankee, no cranky. Donger needs food.
So what's the offense here?
What's the offense? What, you just hear it?
Let's see.
His name.
There. yeah, okay, they're suing them for... He apparently placed his cell phone in the bathroom during a computer service call. He came to the family's home for a scheduled computer service. After starting to work, he asked to use the bathroom and was shown to one shared by a girl who was 22 named Sarah.
I think this was an inside job.
I hate when people have to use a bathroom. Like, they can, like, the Comcast guy comes.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, can I use a bathroom?
It's some, like, dude that's just straight out the pen.
Some
doing
nappy-headed
a nickel,
hoe.
Wow.
Some nappy-headed bro.
What the fuck?
Anyway.
Oh, my God. I'm getting eaten by
Steve just got accosted by the blinds.
Shit. Anyway, after starting work, he has to use a bathroom. Nope. He was shown one share by the girl who was 22 and her 13-year-old sister, which is... Just all fantasy right now.
We don't know what they look like.
Oh, well.
They're Spanish and they're from California. They're probably hot.
Yeah, it's true.
True.
They're either like fat Mexicans or they're just really hot.
Yeah, one or the other.
Either way, hot.
Mm-hmm.
The 22-year-old girl later showered in the bathroom. When she stepped out, she noticed the cell phone propped up on her cluttered sink.
Well, of course.
Duh, she's a girl.
Mm-hmm.
The phone was covered in a leather case and a small camera with a red blinking light was sticking out. Way to be inconspicuous, dickhead.
How about some black tape over that fucker?
Right? Seriously.
Jesus.
Let's see. She left the bathroom to tell her sister, and when she returned, the phone was gone. The other girl then found the phone in her bedroom. This guy is fucking slick, dude. Was he a ninja? Like, what the fuck?
Like, where?
How does he have time to be playing games with a phone from room to room?
I don't understand.
Why is your dog eating Santa Claus? Looks like?
Oh, my God.
This dog just ran out here with a Santa Claus hat.
This dog is a nigger, dude.
No, whoa.
Whoa.
Shit.
You're fired.
Fuck.
That's it.
Bye,
Steve.
Can I get one more chance, please?
Steve's done. Oh, shit.
Patrick from Cringe Humor is now firing you.
What, am I reading this? No way. All right, Vaughn, pick it up.
Oh, no.
Then what happened, Vaughn?
I'm trying to find out where he is.
I'm going
to
play the part of Matt.
Okay.
How old was he? When did this happen?
Shut up.
What time was it?
I'm going to fucking
I just want to know.
People.
Calm down. I'm making fun of Matt, not you.
I'm trying to read it so I can at least get a thing on. She found the phone in the bedroom. And she believed that it was programmed to record as well. She removed the memory chip. And,
ooh, clever girl.
Yeah. And she said she took it to Verizon to see what was on it.
Ooh.
She like, hijacked it and went to Verizon.
So some guy at Verizon saw her showering. He's like,
you had nice tits.
You're 13?
Well, no, the 22-year-old's the one who was in the shower.
That'd be funny, though. She's like, can you see?
You could see him on the video setting it up. So she was shocked.
What an idiot.
The sisters called her their stepfather. No shit. And reported the reported him to the police.
Had to be an inside
He was arrested
job.
At the house. He was still at the house doing the job when he got arrested.
He just wouldn't give up.
The family is they're seeking, you know, like, you know, damages and all that shit for the alleged fraud and all that other crap. That's pretty much all of it.
He's like putting it on top of the fridge. They're like, all right, enough. You're arrested.
What was he like? Yeah, what was it like? Storm Shadow just like sneaking in and out of store.
Storm Shadow.
The fuck.
Quick Kick.
Nightcrawler.
Snake Eyes.
Junkyard.
Yeah, he must have been quick. Yeah.
No, as they soon usually she came are out. Well, fast, yeah.
Well, they,
and
they.
Who? What camera have you ever seen?
That's it, Matt.
You're fired!
Wow, Matt's gone.
Matt's gone.
Matt's
wow.
Gone.
Oh, they're usually quick.
No, but I mean, like, seriously, what camera have you ever seen that actually can take a decent video that doesn't look like 2 tons of shit?
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah. What is he masturbating to? Is it 2 pixels? What the fuck?
He is a Geek Squad member, so.
Even when you send him to yourself, when you send the thing to yourself, it still looks like garbage.
Yeah. They all do. Even my
pictures.
Camera takes shitty fucking video.
Yeah.
And it's a camera.
Yeah, any camera take, you know, any video. Yeah,
I guess
phone?
Anything for, you know.
Ugh.
You must have some super phone being on Geek Squad.
Being what?
On Geek Squad.
I thought you said something else. It's about to fire you.
Listen, I'm just a temporary fill-in. You can't fire me.
You can't even say it. No.
What? What happened?
No, they're fired. I can't say what they're saying.
No, okay.
All right, so.
They're in the fired room.
So, I mean, like how ridiculous is that? He's still on the job fixing whatever the hell, the computer or the TV, whatever. You know,
I don't trust those people.
The Geek Squad people?
Yeah.
I don't.
Everything you buy from Best Buy, they're like, they got the sticker on it. We can install it.
Screw that. I'll get somebody.
Why?
I know.
I know. Seriously.
I'm not going to trust you.
I don't trust them because they all wear ties. And they have their own booth. And
they
have
their
like,
own
wearing ties and
little
shit.
VW bugs with their labels all over it.
Yeah.
And now Circuit City's getting in with their Fire Dog.
Fuck them.
Fire Circuit Dog?
Did
is
you
that
hear
what they're
yeah,
called?
Circuit City, yeah.
Did you hear what they did during
buddy
the
from
week?
College that works for them.
Did you hear what they did during the week, Circuit City?
No.
Tuesday or Monday, they were there was a new game that came out, Super Paper Mario for the Wii.
Oh, yeah.
And on their weekend circulars, he said if the game is not there, they will give you a $20 gift card.
Hmm.
Right?
Oops.
And a handful of people went in there, like, in the middle of the day, and they were gone. And they were asking, like, why aren't we getting this? And the only reason you wouldn't... the reason why, if you got the first shipment, if you were there when the first shipment came in the mm-hmm. morning and you couldn't get one, then you got a card.
Yeah.
So if you came in the middle of the day and they didn't have a game, you didn't get it. It's like, what the fuck kind of bullshit is that? Like, you know, there's no fine print in the circular that said, oh, you're shit out of luck if you come after 12 o'clock.
They must have just made that up.
Yeah, it was, ugh. Like, a lot of people online were bitching about it. Whatever. That's pretty much it. All right.
Well,
you wanna,
it kind of sucks for that, Matt and Steve.
Yeah, it does kind of suck.
I kind of wish that they weren't fired.
What happened?
We were told by Cringe Humor that, you know, we're in a post-timeless world and we can't say racially charged comments.
Dumb post-timeless world.
So Matt and Steve offended, so they're fired.
Yeah, fired.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't even make amends. They're totally
nope,
off.
They're done. Shit. They're done.
Nope.
It's over.
Until yeah. after the break.
So, Dan, you got anything to say?
Not really. I've been sick most of
fucking Jesus
all week.
Christ. Why don't we bring him on?
I don't know. Why did you guys bring me on?
Well, I'm retarded.
That's true. You are retarded.
I'll give Jesus.
What?
Okay.
So, what's the next topic?
The next topic.
I wish all those gook motherfuckers in that country would kill every white person in that area. Mm-hmm. Fuck them gooks.
Thank God.
You're fired!
Mm-hmm. Shit, Derek, it's down to me and you.
Yep, me and Dan.
Gook Squad!
Gook Squad. Whoops.
You're fired!
I guess I'm by myself.
Nope, I'm here.
Carly's here.
Yeah.
I think now would be a good time for a break.
Just nothing offensive.
Nothing offensive? So I can't say kike, nigger, gook?
You're fired!
And then it was just me. Why is everyone looking at me like that?
the C connection.
Where's C. Craig? You guys are waiting for me to say something offensive, aren't you?
That's a nappy-headed hose there.
Yeah!
No, I didn't say that! I didn't say that!
You do, and my little brother who is only 7 years old and doesn't even know what you did.
Hey, Matt. Matt, we're on.
Matt was just venting a little bit.
Reenacting.
Yeah. Well, this is interesting. The the Duke lacrosse players.
Me too.
Innocent.
Yeah, right?
I've been reinstated.
The,
hello.
The DA had to apologize to all of them. Thank God.
Thank God.
Isn't he getting disbarred?
He should be, but he's not.
No, I think they dropped that.
What's this? Gus, this?
They got civil suits going.
Did they? Well, yeah, that should.
They said they weren't going to charge any, press any charges.
Who?
No, that's
they can
what
still
I
just
heard.
Sue okay. him civilly.
They could, but they said they weren't. So far, unless this is an old.
We'll see.
What is this?
The rape at the accused rape thing from the Duke lacrosse.
Yeah.
Team? Well, they
were finally. Yeah, where's Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson in this one coming out?
Oh, he like, no.
Oh, we're sorry.
No. When they originally, when this originally happened, they were on it, and then when it started to realize that, oh, the strippers don't exactly remember what happened, then they just started to bow back into the darkness like they normally do. The darkness, they're black.
Yeah.
Cut him off.
That's a nappy headed hose there. I'm gonna take that down.
Even if they rape the stripper, who cares?
That's true.
She's a stripper. Uh-huh. She's garbage. She's trash.
Well, that's what she's made for.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Be raped.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now, I mean, these kids
Carly
were basically
wow.
I mean, these kids were basically screwed for the past. Well, this was going for like a year, wasn't it?
Longer, maybe two.
Couple of them got kicked out of school.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, are they all going to be reinstated and stuff? Like our bad? Like, you know?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oopsie daisy.
But that's a year of your life on hold, especially in school. It's like
yeah.
And you're facing prison.
Yeah.
Most likely, prison is not nice when you're a rapist.
No,
that's true. Or a kid toucher.
Or that's your little kind of little white boy basketball player.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. The little rich faggots fucking playing lacrosse.
Like, ooh, let me put on my lacrosse gear and throw my little ball.
Play fucking hockey, faggot.
Wow.
I hate lacrosse.
As if they didn't have enough problems in their life. An internet radio show calling them faggots.
They probably listen to Stevecast for fucking God's sake.
Wow.
Yeah.
I doubt it. I don't think anyone does because he doesn't do them anymore.
Just us.
Did that one.
Steve, do your casts, please.
I can't wait until somebody does eventually get to him that we completely just rip him apart.
They may have already.
Dude,
might
why
be
don't
dead
we just email him and tell him? Send him the show. Maybe he'll actually listen to it after that.
I'd send him subtle hints of like people hanging themselves and
stuff. What you doing, hanging around?
Like that guy who killed himself on the Palatalk cameras a couple weeks ago?
How about the Beatles song, Happiness is a Warm Gun?
How about it?
I want you to do another show, but don't kill yourself. I listen to you when I'm killing time. Just die already.
And we're dying for you to do your show again.
I'm going to kill myself on the radio.
Okay, Steve. Just be home in time for dinner.
Yeah. Like, wait, fuck. How am I going to upload this?
What's his friend's name again?
Owen.
Owen.
Zeke
Owen.
Or something.
He like finds Zeke.
It'd be better if his friend was Zeke.
It would be.
He's like fucking 36-year-old like hillbilly drifter.
Steve, where's your friend Owen?
My name's Zeke.
Unbelievable.
I'm just passing through.
Yeah, I'll
stop by and do Stevecast.
I'll set up your cafe press door.
I've seen some things.
You got some.
Oh no.
Wow.
You want an apple?
I picture him being like Christopher Lloyd in the Dennis the Menace movie.
I got some.
Anyone ever see that? Satchel.
Yeah.
No, I never did. Best man. He looks like such a creep. He's like this like white suburbia town. He comes in. He's all filthy.
Because he is.
He's eating an apple with like a switchblade.
And his teeth are all missing and
shit.
Oh,
yeah. That's Zeke.
Bob, I'm just.
I can't even get it out.
I can't even do a joke.
Crack him up.
He's done.
So ridiculous.
Yep.
Bob, do we have any old smugglers? Zeke wants some.
No, Steven. I threw them out with your underwear.
What about Thunderbird?
I don't even know what that is, Steven.
You sound like my mother.
Steven!
My friend Zeke needs some dip, but I'm not old enough to buy it, Mom. Can you go to the store and get it? Something about Copenhagen.
Snuff.
Snuff.
Holy shit.
You mean Charleston Chews?
Charleston Chew. What?
Charleston
Chew.
No, Chaw,
Mom.
Yeah, Charleston Chew.
Okay.
Instead of being like this big, huge candy bar, it's like a millimeter long.
Wow.
He's crying here.
If they cut the bar in half.
You totally get
chewed
out of it.
Charleston Chew. More like Charleston Chew.
It's twice as much.
Oh, that's a really good segue. Too. Me and Matt went online the other day to order tickets.
Matt and I,
thank you.
Thank you, Dick.
Thank you, Hot Rod.
What?
We went online to buy tickets for the upcoming Type O show. And the one he'll finally attend. And you explain. It was funnier when you were doing it.
Just don't lose the ticket this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're getting sent to my
house. I want a picture
house.
Of Matt doing
it. I know. This
you
is awesome.
Chips and dip on your lap.
I got skills.
You do.
He's wearing all black with dip on his lap.
I am.
That,
I really
that's
am.
Risky right there.
That is.
Anyway. All right, so I said to Steve, I'm like, all right, Type O show, we're going to go to it in New York, Irving Plaza. I'm like, it's two shows right next to each other. We'll get to go to one of them.
Yeah.
So we picked the 8th because that would have been the last one, and I guess it was sold out. It just said there was no tickets left. So I was like, okay. And no, so then I was like, all right, well, let's check out the 7th. Okay, there's tickets left. We get two of them, and the next page comes up. And apparently there is a $7.05
convenience
charge.
Oh yeah, that's not too convenient.
Very convenient. And I'm like, wow, that's fucking terrible. So I'm like, okay, fine, tack on an extra $14.
Yeah.
And when I clicked OK on this page, comes up with another page that has another little extra charge for the processing.
Oh yeah,
because there's just so much.
Welcome to Ticket Bastard.
Yeah. There's so much that has to be done. You know,
aren't you processing everything?
Yeah. I'm doing all the fucking work.
Some old 90-year-old woman has to put them in a friggin' envelope and lick it and put it in the mail for you.
And not only that, you have like a minute to do each page.
Yeah. So I've timed out and lost tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially what like on the page you have to enter information in, I think you get like a minute and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I have to fill out this whole thing.
Yep.
So I'm just, like, racing, you know, and of course, you know, you're going to put in something wrong.
Yeah, I know.
I was, like, appalled. I'm like, I just want fucking tickets.
It's horrible.
I had to pay an extra $11, so an extra $22. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Ridiculous.
You know, if you go to the window, like,
Well, yeah, but then you have to go to New York.
No, you, they have one to eat in town.
They punch you in the face.
It's only like $2 less
than doing it online.
The charge.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you just do it from the comfort of your home instead of driving to Eatontown?
And wasting $2 worth of gas.
Yeah, $3 worth of gas. Yeah.
I know.
That's what I did the last time I went to get tickets.
Well, I live right near there, so it's easy for me.
I was waiting for the...
you don't have a computer, you poor bastard.
Well, pretty much.
I was waiting for the Peter Steele cock maintenance fee. What the fuck?
But see, you wouldn't mind paying that.
No, Steve wouldn't
that's
mind.
I don't know about Matt.
I don't know about that. I
mean, what?
It doesn't need maintenance. It's perfect in every way.
No, it has to be cleaned regularly.
He hired a fluffer.
Maybe Zeke can be the fluffer.
Fuck.
I love Zeke. I don't know why.
I never done seen a dick this big except when I was on the ranch. And the bull was getting ready to mate.
Oh, God.
This reminds me of Shadow's cock. Shadow was my horse. I used to live in Colorado.
Colorado. It was like a baby's arm holding an apple.
Thought that it was like a baby.
It was like a baby nigger's arm.
Oh, shit. Steve?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't mean it. I'm black. I'm half black.
Seriously, hey, what happened?
I didn't mean it. I'm half black.
I am. I'm a quarter black.
Yeah, right.
I'm 6.5 inches black.
Wow. Not even.
Right, well, the other 5 inches.
Would you bang my 2-incher?
Oh, remember that?
Oh, my good fucking God.
What are you talking about?
Oh, Vaughn wasn't here for that.
Craigslist.
Oh, shit. That's right.
We were going through Craigslist. I was showing them because it's just a cesspool.
Oh, it's great. Good laugh every once in a while.
Yeah, we were going through, and this one thing was, would you fuck my 2-incher? And it was like, oh, my God. And we went there. It was a black guy who had hard a 2-inch penis.
Were there pictures of this?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it looked like he was...
I guess that's stereotype.
Carly just said it looked like he was what? Thumb wrestling?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
I saw it. Yeah.
I know. It was horrible.
Disturbing.
And he had like 3 pictures of it.
Yeah.
And what was the description?
He just... He was lonely. I think he never had sex, and he finally... He got desperate enough to where he put an ad on Craigslist.
Wow. Yeah, me. Bond. Yeah, me.
Shoe polish. I deliver mail, and nice. I got a small dick, and I don't know what to do with myself.
Wow.
He bad. Delivers that mail, and he wants mails delivered to him.
Wow!
Preferably in zombie makeup.
What the fuck?
Zombie sex. Or clowns.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Oh, not modern
no
clowns.
No clown wicked. Stuff.
Wicked clown. Well, Vaughn's the only one of us that had the privilege of fucking a clown. Yes.
What?
You weren't really? Here for that, Steve?
No.
No, he wasn't here.
Yeah, he went out with a girl who was a clown, I guess.
Yes.
And when they would make love, she would insist on dressing up as a clown.
Yeah, it was kind of fun.
So he had to pull her big baggy pants down.
Are you fucking serious?
He's no joke.
Well, unless Vaughn is completely lying
making
us.
Shit up, yeah.
I doubt it.
I don't think Vaughn's that good to make something like that up.
No.
And he's weird enough to where that kind of shit would happen to him.
He can't even tell the truth that well.
I know.
How could you maintain a boner while she's dressed up like fucking...
How could you not?
Dude! She's like... It's not like full nine. Like we were explaining, it was just like the... Just the pants and the suspenders. You're seeing tits. Okay, right. It's like, hello.
Okay,
all
right. Did she have makeup on?
On the face. Not in anywhere else. No, like, well, duh. She had the red cover in the nipples.
Two clown noses on her nipples.
No, that's too much. Banna. You hit her cooch and it's like, meaner.
Every time you pump, it's like, banna.
A little clown car comes out of it. Oh my God, that's terrible.
I think that was our description for when he finished. When clown car comes out.
Unbelievable.
Oh, Vaughn.
Shooting a load in multiple colors.
Was that the same?
Wow.
It's like silly string.
No, it looks like rainbow yogurt.
Yes!
Vaughn and the amazing Technicolor cum.
Fucking cream coat.
Was that... Like the Trix yogurt. It's all different colors.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Yummy. I love Trix yogurt.
Now, was that the same girl that shit herself? Or was that a different girl?
What the fuck?
This is impossible.
Yeah, I can't remember.
How could you mean?
How could you not remember a girl who, when you pulled her pants down, there was a load of shit?
Now I remember. No, different girl. No, because that was that. This is why when we were talking about the whole thing about young girls last week.
Yeah.
The girl who shit herself was the same girl. Who was, you know, lying to me about her age when we were dating.
Wait a minute.
You know, she said she was like 17, 18 when she was really 16.
Okay.
You know, so that's why I'm so dead ass.
And still not potty trained.
Oh, is this why you got so upset last week?
I'm so dead set against dating anybody who's that
anyone
age.
Who shits themselves.
Well, yeah, anybody who shits themselves, definitely out.
Wow. Oh,
my God.
Yeah, it was... That wasn't a good night.
Like a nice fresh bacon strip.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Looked like she was riding down a mud puddle, like just landing in a mud puddle backwards.
Looks like she shit her pants.
Oh, yeah.
What it looked like.
Basically.
How the fuck do you let someone...
Dude, in the darkness, you really don't pay attention to it.
It's got a smell. How the fuck do you keep going, which is what Vaughn did.
What?
Whatever, he says.
She defecated in the middle of intercourse.
No,
she had like
probably
a...
in the middle of the day. I don't know. She probably
shit her pants.
You know, wipe all that well.
Nasty skid marks.
Yeah.
On her panties.
What was wrong with her?
A lot of things were wrong with her.
She had bad parents who didn't teach her how to wipe her ass.
Yeah, she came from a troubled home.
I don't think you need your parents to teach you that.
True.
Well, I hope they did when you were
one of those.
I hope they did when she was younger. You know?
Yeah, I don't recall my mother or father showing me the proper way.
Just no, kinda, they just kind of told you to do it. Like,
there's the toilet. Pull it out. There's the toilet paper.
Toilet paper?
There's the toilet.
There's the toilet.
Make sure your shit gets in the
it's
bowl.
It's self-explanatory.
Make sure you're a rear wiper, not a front wiper like seriously. Those faggots across the street, the Rogers.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, my God.
And don't sorry, be a side wiper like them weirdos down the street.
I don't remember their names.
But they're fucking weird.
And don't rub up against a tree like Zeke.
Zeke.
He's just out there with his pants down.
Is it Zeke or Zek?
Zeke, you schmuck. Zeke?
You can't even remember.
Zeke and Ephraim.
Ephraim. Zeke and Ephraim.
What is this, like a
I have a Galaxy's character named Ephraim.
Uh-huh.
What is this, like a 30s cartoon?
The it fuck? Is. Ephraim's his little, like, half-retarded sidekick.
Where we going now, Zeke?
New episode of Zeke.
I don't know where my ass in this tree.
We got to make the Zeke and Ephraim show.
Yes. Beautiful.
No, oh, never mind.
Zeke cast.
What the fuck was that?
The EZ show.
No, but
what?
No, that's why. Yeah. I didn't think I had to preface it last week why I was so upset with that.
Okay.
I mean, you know.
But you know, one bad apple shouldn't spoil the bunch.
Oh no.
One bad load of shit shouldn't
no, they
one pair of shitty underwears.
I don't think that's common.
What, psycho 16-year-olds?
No, the shitting. I don't think it's
no,
common.
No, not that. No, not that's what I'm talking about. She was just nuts though.
I don't know.
Beyond
maybe
that,
was like
she was just a fucking
it's
mental case.
With them.
She was a mental case.
Oh, really? Yeah. Is it, Dan?
Dan
no, okay. Care to enlighten us?
My kid shits himself and I'm in public.
Sometimes they do it while we're having sex.
I'm going to beat him.
And he'll shit himself some more.
They'll learn real quick.
I'm sorry, Matt. Due to ongoing federal investigation, I'm no longer allowed to talk.
So, Steve, you'll beat the shit out of him?
And as he's beating them, they'll shit themselves.
And spit out Dan's cock.
Oh my
now
God.
You put that cock all back right, in your mouth. All
right, you oh, put that cock, put that shitty cock back in that 4-year-old's ass. This is why I don't want my parents listening.
Uh-huh.
Can't imagine why.
No. Really?
Play some shittle cock.
Oh. No.
Nice.
Battle all shit.
All right.
Your parents don't battle. Listen to this, do they?
Your battleship sunk, Andy.
Mine? No.
He sunk okay. My battleship.
Unbelievable. All right, we got any more news?
Yeah, talk about this fat fuck that, that crushed the
I don't understand
of.
The circumstances. Where was he sitting, number one?
It doesn't really.
He I rolled she, down like a boulder.
Because he would have killed her if he fell off a mezzanine. He would have died,
whoa.
Too.
I think he was just drunk and maybe tripped.
I think he was a couple
her.
Of like seats behind because they said beer got spilled on them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, let's go through this.
He went nuts.
Ellen, was that Macy? Ellen Macy?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Always counted being struck by a baseball or a bat at Chase Stadium among the hazards of being a Mets fan. But you never thought a 300-pound man
yeah, right?
would come crashing down the stands and onto her.
It's fucking Babe Ruth.
That's what you get for being a Mets fan.
No. That's what happened to the Manhattan resident 58. It happened
ooh,
on
wow.
Monday, opening day at Shea. Shortly after the seventh inning stretch.
Grandma was here.
She said a man dressed in a green army-type jacket tumbled from higher seats onto her back, knocking the wind out of her and ultimately causing serious injury.
Wow.
She was like that sequence in Indiana Jones.
The boulder?
Him
yeah,
the
but
boulder.
She didn't get out of the way.
Yeah.
She was just like, fuck.
Your grandmother was there. She probably...
was
your grandmother there? Yeah, she went opening
yeah. It was free beef brisket day.
Beef briskets, yum.
Wow.
She's a lawyer. She's scheduled for a surgery on a vertebrae on Friday.
I bet.
After she was injured, she said she was attended to by two medical. Boring.
They used the jaws of life to get that fat fuck off of her.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but the guy just fucking ran. They didn't
which
catch
is,
him. They don't
which
know who
is,
he is.
Which, wait, he ran?
So he could be more than 300 pounds. They don't
could
know
be.
His exact
so,
weight.
He it's saw so estimate. He saw a, yeah. a guy with like you know a hot dog vendor and started running after him.
Yeah. Fucking the Mr. Met starts chasing him. Parker Brocker, he falls backwards because his big fucking head.
The wheels were in motion and yeah. that's it.
Oh, it's so funny. Oh, so God. Funny.
Matt's grandmother, for people that don't know,
yeah,
is a huge, 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 huge Mets fan.
I think okay. she secretly works for them.
Die she has to. She has to own stock in the Mets.
Oh, yeah.
She must pay half the salaries. And when we were kids, she would take us to baseball games and uh-huh. she refuses to take us now because... The last time we went, we were like 14.
Yeah.
And we were just making fun of everything.
Yeah, it was literally the aristocrats
yeah, no.
at Chase
you
Stadium.
You too, being cynical?
No.
We were
cynical.
But the place is like just a shithole of like the the most scumbag people you could imagine.
It's New York. Just, what do you want?
I know, but like especially assembled in one place.
No, there was a
boozing,
fight. There was
fights and fucking dirty scumbags.
No, you don't have a fight at a baseball game. There always is. Don't.
Have you ever been to a Yankees game?
No, yeah,
Yankees. That's probably
have.
Even worse.
New York, the Mets are worse than the Yankees games.
Really?
Yeah, I thought
the
other way around.
No.
More black people like the Yankees.
Because the Met games are just degenerate, fucked up. Like, there's bums in the goddamn seats because they got to give them away at times.
Go to the bleachers at Yankee Stadium.
It's fucking flushing.
It's fucking chaos.
Yeah, but they're all nice and clean cut. Most of them were drinking, beat the shit out of it. And there's like derelicts going to Mets games. No offense pointing towards Matt as I said derelict.
Yeah, he just points right at me.
Have you ever... When's the last time you went to a Yankee game?
Nah, I've never been to a Yankee game. No offense.
So what the fuck are you talking about?
So I'm basing this on nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up.
I
make shit up. What the fuck?
I just mean, like...
You don't do fake radio.
Yes, I do.
Wow. Cut his mic off.
It's internet radio. I do fake radio.
No, like, the guys that were fighting, they weren't fighting because they liked opposing teams. They were just fighting because they were drunk.
Yeah.
It was stupid.
I know.
I could understand like getting into a fight over two teams. They were just fighting because they were drunk. That's the only reason.
I can't
stand
that. There were two Mets fans beating the
basically, yeah.
Fighting because my baby's mama was looking at your baby's mama.
Okay.
Well, my baby, if my baby's mama was looking at your baby's mama's baby.
Dan was looking at your baby.
Yeah. How old is she? 3.5.
Call me in a half a year.
Baby.
Does she still shit herself?
Easy.
Dan showing up with a half shirt. Walking around Shea Stadium. What? With his hands up going like this.
Falling out of rafters.
When the fuck did I become Hot Rod?
I don't know.
Seriously.
Because Hot Rod used to walk around like that.
Uh-huh. I know. Twiddling his fingers.
I wanted to bite your ass, but I didn't.
Please, actually, must you remind me that?
I want to molest teddy bears and give them to kids, and I didn't.
I was going to shit your cock out, but I didn't.
Wow. Actually, I discovered that the Twinkle Toes comment, that actually dates back to when my mother was in high school.
Wow.
Yeah, because my mother had Mr. Rodman.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Was he as creepy back then?
He was still fucking bald.
And that was 30 years ago. Yeah.
Oh, he was still bald.
Well, it's like Paraccio. Paraccio was there.
All right, we're dropping names here.
Whoops.
Yeah,
Dan had some name drop soup tonight.
So did you.
Shit.
Yeah, you did it too.
When did I say something?
You said his name, basically.
Yeah. His last name. Yeah. Oh, whatever.
Last name's okay.
I was just following Matt's lead. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, that's it.
He was in a wedding dress. Carmen Electra was following him around. It was the 90s.
Handing out teddy bears.
Rowdy Roddy Rodman.
There you go.
No. Zeke.
Ephraim. Rowdy Roddy Ephraim.
Ephraim Paraccio.
Carly, you have something?
I finally made a pun that I thought was funny.
Oh, give her the mic.
She's used that before.
She wasn't here, I don't think.
That was awesome.
What'd you say before? Oh, Imus.
Wait, what?
Imus.
No, I didn't say that.
That's what I said.
Oh, you said it.
Dictator tots, like
that was
not funny. That's the fucking.
I like
best.
I miss.
I miss Imus.
I too.
I miss Imus. Tomorrow.
Yeah. See you later.
Because they're gonna, you know who they're gonna throw on now on his spot, right?
Sammy Hagar.
No, they're gonna throw Mike and the Mad Dog on.
Are they really?
Spot. Yeah.
No, I thought they were.
How can they do that?
They're in the afternoons, but now they're since.
So who's gonna do afternoons?
Oh fuck no! Somebody wacky.
Us.
Mike and the Mad Dog. They'll probably do like double, like Ron and Fez do for the terrestrial radio.
Yeah.
Oh, they do double headers?
Yeah.
Hot.
Doesn't Imus like own the station too or something?
He might. Well, all the money he's gotten them for so many fucking years he's been on that stupid station.
So stupid.
Was he Jewish?
He probably was.
Imusburg.
Don, right?
Don Imusburg.
Don Imus? Yeah, could very well be.
He's a cowboy, though.
Yeah, whatever.
There's no such thing as a
Jewish
cowboy.
He's an urban cowboy. Fuck that.
He's got the ranch.
He's probably in the Klan.
Gotta be.
Could be.
That's it. That's why.
Finally, after 40 years.
Yeah. Nappy-headed hose.
Something comes out. Oh, damn.
There's my guest, David Duke.
Yeah. Imagine if he just...
Wow.
Kind of sounds like public access radio, and he's just a complete racist.
That'd be awesome.
Wow.
No?
Okay. I was going to go into it, but...
Okay. Anyway. All right.
I wanted to talk about this. Speaking of people cracking under pressure.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. Who might that be?
Oh, Chris just said, they're going to split Mike and the Mad Dog. Francesca. We'll go to morning. Oh, okay.
Oh, that.
So it's gonna be the Mike show and the Mad Dog show.
That's dumb.
Yeah, well, they're dumb.
That whole channel after. Have you ever listened to The Fan?
No.
Anything like when I was little, my father used to listen to Imus when we, you know, and once Imus was over,
it's AM, right?
Cut right off. Yeah it's AM. Yeah. But it's like, you know, everything after that is just incessant yammering about the same game every show is talking about.
My mother watches every day.
Imus is in the morning.
Yeah.
Now, see, if white people just kept their mouth shut, no black people would know what he said because they're not up in time.
That's true.
Yeah, you can see, like, the Rutgers girls basketball team waking up, getting coffee at 6 in the morning, turning on Imus in the morning. Yeah. Shit.
Most black dudes aren't even in bed yet, probably.
And the other thing,
Matt's just really going to bed.
True.
And the other thing is that
who's watching Imus? He has horrible ratings.
Yeah. Well, his show. They say it's simulcast at MSNBC.
Yeah,
because he's been there since the beginning, since MSNBC started. He moved to that station, so he was actually like today when MSNBC was actually doing regular television.
Mm-hmm.
They had to put it on they had to have everybody have it on the Hardball set because they couldn't put it on the MSNBC set because Imus is doing the show.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, his show is right on the set. It's like, the fuck? Just fucking keep him on until the end of the day, then fire him.
He's somewhat important, so.
Well, he is.
He was.
Yeah.
Now he's...
Just the fact that they could just toss him out like that, it just pisses me off.
Yeah.
After so many years,
no tenure or nothing.
Nope.
No.
It's like that with everything. It's like that with any
He's set
job.
For life, obviously. Like, he probably doesn't really care.
Yeah, if that happened to one of us, we'd be fucked.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
You'd have to work as a dog catcher or some shit.
We're not in the fucking Broadcasters Hall of Fame.
Yeah. It's true.
You're not an icon. You haven't been doing it for 40 years.
Yeah, we're barely on the cringe humor page. Just kidding.
No.
Yeah, they get pissed off when they say stuff like
that. Thank you, cringe humor.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I got pissed off when I said something about the chat room. Because every time Cousin Joe was over, everyone would log out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I just went on chat. I'm like, bye, everyone.
Stop fucking doing that. We're funny. Damn it.
Anyway. No, but I mean,
all right.
Wow. The dog is just
spec.
Unbelievable. All
right.
It's like in any job. They all say, who did I hear? Somebody was telling me this at work. That, everybody at a job is like, we're like family, you know, and they have, a meeting or something
right.
like that.
Yeah.
It's like, I treat you guys like my kid, your boss. And then, some shit happens, and all of a sudden, mass exodus, people getting fired left and right,
but
your boss. And that's what you do.
Sure.
Yeah, in a family, I just, I want to shoot my mother. I'll shoot my mother in the head. Yeah, that's kind of a family I want to be in.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Son, we have to talk.
You're fired!
Yeah.
I love it.
All right, what were you going to talk about?
The McMahon family, yeah.
Oh, God.
Burgle.
Burgle.
From the San Francisco Gate, or whatever the hell it is.
Right.
School's pulling a book from eighth grade class.
Oh,
the
no.
book entitled Kaffir Boy.
Kaffir
Boy? Kaffir Boy, or whatever.
Kaffir Boy.
Is it Kaffir Boy? Mm-hmm. Now, this book has been around since, I think, the 80s. And apparently there's a scene, I guess, a scene or a chapter or a paragraph or two in the book that describes a man getting ready to have anal sex with a young boy.
Oh.
So halfway through studying the book, one parent complains and they just rip it out of the curriculum. Curriculum.
Thank you.
You're kidding.
Yeah, they took all the books away and they said, no, you're not reading this anymore.
Well, the first question that comes up is why was it ever there to begin with?
I don't know.
It's reading material.
It's
just one scene. It's not like the whole damn book is just anal rape.
I mean, it has historical accuracies and stuff, and it's about living as a poor black people in Africa and all. I don't know.
Fine.
Whatever. So it has its place in literature.
All right.
It's a very successful book. It's been around for a while.
Why was this scene written for the book?
Because apparently it happened.
Okay.
Yeah. It did happen before, Dan came along.
Oh my God.
Dan's not the first person to fuck a 4-year-old.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
raw with no lube.
You know, I mean, these things are—they run rampant in literature. It's all over the place, and it's just something that I got to deal with. You know, kids are just going to have to read about, you know, young boys getting having sex with.
You know, speaking of Africa,
what?
This is unbelievable. I'd never heard the statistic before. 1 million Africans a year die from mosquito bite.
Definitely.
Like malaria.
That's dead.
Unbelievable.
No, it's not.
Well, it's a really, lot of people.
No, but between
really
that
not.
And AIDS, how is there people left?
Honestly, I really don't know.
Yeah.
You can't swim in the river. You'll get eaten by a hippo or a croc.
Like 10%.
You can't walk through like
seriously.
The desert because of fucking, you'll die.
Desert stuff.
Snakes and scorpions and shit. You can't walk on like the savannah. Yeah. Fucking, you know, hyenas and lions and shit. Like
coyotes?
It's like perpetual pitfall. Well, the entire continent is pitfall.
I know. It's just a big death trap.
Exactly.
It really is a big death trap over there. I don't know how they survive.
Oh, and then the tribes of blacks with AK-47s. Yeah, they're dangerous too.
Yeah.
Selling,
yeah.
And then there's Mokele
and
Mbembe.
Food.
Mokele and Mbembe.
But then Oprah decides to open a school there.
Why not?
Great.
Yeah.
It's probably got white
with
kids in it.
And now they're complaining because she's not going there enough.
Really?
Yeah, she opened, like, I think 2 or 3 schools.
Yep. In South Africa?
Maybe.
No. Deepest southest Africa?
No, not that deep.
No. I think it was, like, Zimbabwe or...
It's pretty south.
Kenya.
Like, Kenya, Zimbabwe, somewhere there.
Anyway.
Yeah, and she shows up, like, once a month and they're, like...
Well, it's
enough.
In Africa, and she lives in Chicago.
Yeah,
hello. She's a TV personality.
Have you 8,000
miles
of these
away?
Yeah, they're
like
they're
5
huge.
Tennis courts.
What?
Beautiful.
What, yeah, in the middle of fucking nowhere.
What do they need in starving Africa to play tennis for?
Yeah,
I don't know.
She's in Chicago. She's situated in Chicago. She should have put that money in schools in Chicago.
Exactly.
No kidding.
Chicago's
no
probably
kidding.
More dangerous
Chicago
than
is...
fucking Africa.
That's
yes.
true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All that fucking wind.
Hey, man, it's pretty ghetto, dude. Some kids just got shot in high school the other day.
Uh-huh.
It's a hardcore ghetto in there.
Yeah. It's pretty bad. Yeah.
Just desolation and just depression.
She probably gave up on Chicago and
honestly,
just went straight
that's,
to Africa.
Yeah. That's practically treason right there. It really is.
Yeah, it's treason that
but
she has
money. But
they're
upset because she doesn't show up there enough.
Okay.
It's just like that...
It's like, I'm going to head to Africa.
Yeah.
I'll be back for the show.
Oh, I just spent, you know, how many millions of dollars building these 3 schools.
It's like, I fucking gave it to you. She doesn't have to show up.
What's that red campaign?
I would take them back.
I don't even like Oprah, but I'm defending her here.
No, I understand.
Sorry.
It's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous request.
It is. Yeah.
What's that campaign? You know, the campaign that's done with the Gap and I think Apple. The red campaign?
Yeah.
Where, I get that.
Well, if you buy anything with that, with that's red in these certain stores, or you know. They'll give a portion of the money to Africa.
They'll give it to communism?
Like, to like,
check
you know,
made out to Africa.
No, like it's like research for AIDS in Africa. Right?
Oh.
And
I have some research for you. Stop spreading it.
Yeah.
Use a condom.
Use a condom.
Seriously.
You just cut it off, throw it in the ocean.
Stop having sex with virgins thinking that cures AIDS.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I think that's what they really think over there.
Yeah. It is.
And I was told also that the British give them popcorn instead of cures AIDS.
What?
Love the British. I was just going
to
say that.
Swear to God, it's the truth.
It's true. Popcorn cures AIDS.
Awesome.
You imagine tribes of blacks like like scampering for like popcorn.
Extra butter.
Rinbacher fucking popcorn.
And they're just rolling on the floor laughing at them.
He wants more
topping.
Wait, was that
just so excited?
He wants more topping. That's what he means.
You know, I understand that our country is like
a shithole.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like we're a superpower, and like all the money we're supposed to be doing, we should be doing. You know, we're researching in this country.
Yeah,
we're able to afford it, but they can't afford it in these other countries. It's like, you know what? Why don't we just save the money and try to help our people out first?
Like, I think that's
and then spread the wealth to them.
Yeah, figure it out here first.
Hey, we found it out. Mm-hmm. You know, well, then they're like too little, too late. Yeah. Our country's been eradicated by a virus that you just found a cure for. Thanks.
Whoops. We'll never find it over there, so.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand.
Yeah, all that desert. How the fuck can you find anything?
What do you think they're doing? They're hunting for fucking plants. They're just trying random foliage, rubbing it on them. See if this will
they
cure.
Probably are.
Aloe here.
Lion dung. They're just like, eat it. Just eat it. I don't know. You know?
See if it helps.
Okay, here. Here's a box of popcorn with extra butter. See if this works.
Put a banana up your ass. I don't know. It might work.
Dan, take him. Put him in the room.
They're letting bugs, like, eat him and shit.
Eat him alive.
Yeah.
Leeches.
I mean, how many...
Suck the AIDS out.
Carly's trying to say something. Dan,
well, she's not on mic.
Well, what about Magic Johnson?
Magic Johnson's a superpower. Who knows?
He in and of himself is a superpower.
No, the thing is, I think with Magic Johnson, it's all those movie theaters he builds in the ghettos.
I think he died 10 years ago. It's like Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah.
Someone's propping him up.
Isn't he now back to HIV status? Like he had AIDS.
Yeah, he kicked it.
Yeah, he's got like super like hemoglobins and shit.
Did he fall off the wagon or something? What the hell?
No, I think he's retroverted. He's gone from having the HIV to the AIDS and then going back to having the HIV.
I don't get it.
What don't you get?
How do you go back?
Well, if
his T cell count is so high that he can hand out,
because he's fucking rich and he can afford all the treatments that no one else can.
Yes, cloning his own T cells.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, he's not a gift giver.
He's just drinking his own T cells.
Just recycling them.
Maybe they have a cure, and you know, Magic Johnson.
No, he has a cure.
Well, he could if he could invest enough money in private, you know, research. He could probably get a cure for himself.
Doesn't he? I'm sure he does.
Obviously, he has it. I'm sure he's a huge proponent.
Yeah, he was like one of the. Well, I'm not gonna say that.
It's like the beginning of a bad horror movie.
Real like celebrities.
I think he. I mean,
that came out and had it. Aside from like Liberace
or Daddy Mercury.
Yeah, where it was just like we're not gonna say, but
Daddy Corpsery.
AIDS.
Yeah. Daddy Mercury.
Daddy Mercury.
Well, that ruins the joke of Magic Johnson rolling down a hill.
Roll AIDS?
That was just roll HIV.
Yeah. Roll HIV. It's not as funny.
It doesn't work.
Yeah. He listens to HIV Hop.
Horrible.
Oh my God.
Look at her bored face.
We had a whole thing in school when like when the HIV was like at its like
stop.
No, that fucking dog.
Take that toy from that fucking dog.
Seriously. She's having a ball though.
Literally.
She's preoccupied, so who cares?
Anyway.
Anywho.
We had this whole thing about how people with AIDS can't give you AIDS if you, like, touch them.
Oh, yeah,
if
you
like
kiss them or something like
that. Yeah, and they said HIV stood for Hugs Invited.
What?
Hugs Invited.
Never heard of that.
Yeah.
I remember that.
It was a whole...
That's not even
like
a good
video.
Acronym.
Do you remember when they brought the quilt in high school?
Oh, shit all over. Quilt.
Yeah, I remember that.
Fuck, they put it out in the gymnasium.
Yeah.
Like, every square is a person who died from AIDS. Like, that's not that many.
It'd be better if the quilt was made from the people who died of AIDS.
What are you, Hitler?
Okay, Himmler.
That'd be funny.
Call
though.
You Hydrick.
Oh, nice accuracy, Dave.
Hydrox. I could go for some.
You like that?
Hydrox.
Yeah, it was a history major.
When they got poor, they start making like furniture out of it.
Yeah,
lampshades.
Whoops.
What are you, Ed Gein? What the fuck?
Yeah. My daddy was a bar
wallets.
Soap.
Wait, if they made the quilt out of the people who had AIDS, wouldn't they? Well, just spread more AIDS.
Exactly.
Well, no. If they did it accurately and they you know, they clean them of all the blood and just use the skins.
Yeah,
but the skin cells still carry the AIDS. I mean, you know.
If they're dried too, like beef jerky, I think
they can't live outside
fine.
Of air.
If
can't
we got,
live in air. It dies
if we
want to
get
contact with air.
Yeah, yeah. It wouldn't matter.
It's not like they're throwing, like, dead, rotted, you know, blood-covered teeth at you.
You watch way too many horror movies, dude.
Yes, I do.
Dude, just cook the fucking skin to like 220 degrees centigrade and it'll be fine.
Centigrade.
What are you doing on your days off?
Working and thinking about this shit?
Seriously. But, yeah, the AIDS quilt. Honestly, to be completely honest, I haven't thought about the AIDS quilt since I saw it.
And so. I didn't think much of it when I saw it.
No, I really didn't
like,
care.
Wow, that looks warm.
It's the last
can we all just
time.
Curl up in it?
I didn't
wow.
give a shit about it.
That looks inviting.
That's my grandson you're lying on.
But I'm so comfy. Mm,
he's so warm.
That was old like, Zeke. And right there is young Zeke.
Most
Zeke
people with,
has AIDS.
Wow. Most people with AIDS I don't feel bad for.
It's true. Most.
Wow, pretty much.
No, most. But
wow.
It's their own damn fault.
Pretty much.
Wow.
I mean, like people like Ryan White. Mm-hmm. I'm allowed to name drop that.
What? Yeah.
Well, he's like, I have no idea who that is.
You don't know that?
You don't remember Ryan White? Come on,
like
how many times
did
you watch a damn video in school?
Blood transfusion.
Oh, yeah. His mother also died from the same thing?
Obviously. You know, there are certain situations.
He kicked it, right?
Yeah, he's dead. He's been dead since like 87 or 89, something like that.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
But, yeah. No, I understand where Dan's coming from.
But seriously, the majority of them in this country, at least, are drug addicts.
Yeah, if they get it from drug addicts or
from sharing fucking needles.
Yeah, or complete negligence.
How many states have the needle exchange program, which I think is a waste of our money?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, personally, let them get all AIDS and die because they're drug addicts.
Wow.
You know, it's one way to stop the war on drugs.
It's true.
Is he on the podium? What the fuck?
No.
Hey, it's the show, man.
What? Yeah, I guess you can
I mean,
that.
What's wrong with what he's saying? In all honesty?
No, I mean, no.
In all honesty.
It's his opinion.
We're,
it's totally
New
fine.
New Jersey now has the needle exchange program.
Do we?
Yeah.
So you go and you get free needles. Okay. Yeah.
We'll just put poison tips on them.
That would work. But I'm saying, like, you can go and get free needles in most, you know, major metropolitan areas in this country.
Yeah.
But no, they're too damn lazy to even do that. It's fucking free.
It's true.
You know, so.
Well, there's the embarrassing aspect of it. You have to walk in there as a drug
I'm a drug
user.
Addict.
Yeah.
You know what? You know, if I'm a drug addict.
I'm
like,
here for the needle exchange.
That's what it's there for, though.
But you know what? It's like. It's like, huh, let me go be embarrassed for 5 minutes and know that I'm safe with my addiction, or let me get the fucking HIV.
Seriously.
Get the HIV. It's embarrassing.
If you're going to share needles, share clean.
It's like going to Planned Parenthood. You're walking in there, everyone's looking at you. You're just like, hey, you know what?
No, you know the worst.
But everyone else who's there,
I'm just gonna have it and put it in the
are.
Dumpster. Yeah.
The worst thing about Planet Parenthood is when you walk
Planet
in.
Planet Parenthood.
Planet like, Parenthood. Like, sorry, I know. I don't know. I'm retarded and make things up.
Fly around a little, like.
Come on,
you know where all the aborted fetuses go
in little planes,
it's
little
a,
medical
it's
tables.
A they fly around. Them.
No.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to open it up. It's a new restaurant, Planet Parenthood.
I'm so glad this segue came up because I wanted
all the fetuses.
So I wanted to bring this up, but I thought it was a little hardcore. You go
first.
The
worst thing about that is seeing the two or three old people crowd in their you know their rosary beads and their crosses, calling you a baby killer as you're walking in.
Oh God,
that's hard. That's even worse than actually having to put up with the receptionist and tell her why you're there.
Yeah, well.
Like your grandmother standing out there saying, baby killer.
If I was a girl, I would get a job there just for a day just so I can call someone a baby killer. Like they walk in, they're like, finally, I'm safe. I have an appointment. Baby killer.
Oh, fuck.
What were you going to name it?
Yeah.
Oh, nothing because it's going to die.
Okay.
Aborted number six.
Yeah. Okay. What's your name? Murderer number one. Okay. And what was going to be the baby's name before you were about to kill it? Okay. Ooh, that's a nice name. Stefan, huh? Ooh. He would have been handsome.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, and successful.
What would you do?
I would have brought you a lot of money later on in life. Yeah. Big mistake.
Baby killer.
Lord knows how this came up. Me and my friend were talking at work. And
oh, no.
We were talking about like abortions or something. And I thought of a great idea for girls that, you know, they're ashamed. They're maybe like a single.
Keep their legs closed.
Single mom. Yeah. They're single mom. And, you know, the dad runs off or whatever. They could go to like a abortion clinic slash bed and breakfast.
No.
So they could have the abortion. Like they could stay overnight, you know, have a nice little place to eat and just
recoup.
Be,
a nice breakfast in the morning afterwards.
Yeah. I thought the motto
some
could be
scrambled eggs.
Yeah, enjoy enjoy some waffles or some enjoy some waffles or some eggs while we yank that fetus from between your legs.
Wow, it's a little wordy, but I like it.
I liked it too.
Why do these sausages taste so
come
familiar?
For the waffles, stay for the abortion.
We call it the swollen uterus.
He just walked all over it.
No.
Why do these sausages taste so familiar?
It was funny the other day.
That's horrible.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway.
I mean,
can I get my eggs over aborted?
Aborted easy.
Sunny abortion up.
Why are these eggs red?
What?
Oh, no.
What's going on?
These tomatoes are ripe.
All right, stop.
Bit of a grimace on Carly's face, I guess.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Eating
look, there's
babies.
Like a bit. Look, there's
no
like,
good.
A, like a chicken's
no
head in here with my eggs.
It was funnier the other
anyway.
Day. Anyway. All right, I'm done.
I want to just throw Vaughn in a dumpster behind a Planned Parenthood.
Hey, you remember that girl Planet from our Parenthood. School that did that? She gave birth to the kid and threw it in the dumpster and then went out during her prom.
Yep. Who was this?
And partied.
And she continued
it was
to
from
party.
Our school?
When we were in
I
North.
I remember there was a girl when we were in high school. Wasn't
I don't
from,
know if it was from our high school.
I don't think it was our high school.
Almost. Mm-hmm.
It was
almost
up at.
Almost.
Almost. Or actually, it might have been South.
I think it was South. It was up at. Because we had ours down at the.
Yeah, it might have been South then.
Happy
and they had theirs up
like a Woodbridge fucking, you know, Holiday Inn or something.
The
like
year that. After us had their,
yeah, I don't
they
know
changed
where.
The name of it recently, over by Funtime America.
Yeah, whatever the hell that is. Yeah.
Oh, that
that's,
really nice
that's
place.
Where
yeah,
it happened.
Dude, North would never have gotten that place.
We got the old Hilton. That was nicer.
Yeah. The year
that place
after
looks
us.
Like a fucking like the Versailles or something, dude. That place is crazy.
Wow.
It does. It's really elaborate and nice. Okay.
Holy shit.
I'm sounding gay right now, but it's nice. Okay.
Listen, the man's been to Versailles. Leave him alone.
Hey,
he knows what he's talking about.
Hey, Derek.
Yeah.
What are you looking up?
Nothing. Anyway, let's...
Oh,
getting
ready for next break. Yeah. Calm down.
Fuck.
Jerkard.
I thought he was looking for a story.
No.
Negative. Right, we're still talking.
She was like one of the originators of the...
I don't really...
The prom baby in the bathroom.
I don't really like shit on the floor. You know that?
Oh, great.
You know?
I fucking hate this dog.
I don't like shit on
the
floor.
Time for a new dog.
Seriously. Oh,
time to trade up.
Can you
like
abort this
Trump
fucking
was.
Dog?
All right, it's time for a break.
Yeah.
So good. Yeah, you were so good.
That's right, baby.
Hey, Dan, you done
playing? Yeah, that's right.
Solitaire, you...
Yes, I am.
Ooh. So good.
Let's see, Aristocrats, we're back. Aristocratsradio.com. Of course, we are live on cringehumorradio.com.
Yeah.
Stickers are being printed. Finally.
Yeah, cool.
They should be here by the end of the month. If you gave me your address, you will be the first to get shiny brand new stickers.
And also, if you live in the area and you actually listen to the show, you may see thousands of them posted everywhere.
Courtesy or 250 of them.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Whatever.
Yeah.
Thousands if you can't multiply like him.
And if you put it on something...
What, I goof up last week? What?
You might see 4/5 of the area.
You mean 1/3.
3/8.
Yes, that's what I meant.
Oh.
3/8.
4/5 of the stickers will be distributed properly.
2.5.
Oh, well, Derek's done.
Good night. Clock out. All right, what were you saying?
I don't remember.
All right, what are we walking on?
Well, we were
on?
Talking about the richest people in the world.
Well, how about the unsexiest people in the world?
Oh, that's even better.
They're in this room right now.
Wow. Holy shit, I feel so unsexy.
They came out with the 100 unsexiest men in 2007. You want to go through some of these?
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Who's number one?
Peter better not be on.
Well,
that.
I mean, how many do you want to do?
Top 10.
Of all 100.
Top 10?
No, wait, okay. Top 20. We got a good amount of time. Top 20.
I'm going over here. Bah, bah, bah.
But top 11. Let's be adventurous.
He goes up to 11.
This goes to 11.
Let's see. Oh, Brian Posehn, number 36.
Oh, that's
he
it?
He is disgusting.
He's fucking revolting.
I know. He's fucking hysterical.
He is funny.
Kevin, so,
Kevin
who's number
Federline?
One?
Mm-hmm. Well, Dan...
The fuck?
Easy.
I didn't hear
take
what
he said. Easy.
Easy.
What?
Well, he just goes, who's number one?
Fucking Jabba, sit down and eat your frogs.
Do you get what we're doing? Jesus.
Eat your frogs.
We gotta get a picture of Dan on the couch.
We have several.
Oh, we do?
Yeah. With Lola.
With his legs
with
up.
Him.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, she looks like worse. Salacious Crumb, and he's sitting there.
Like a what?
Salacious Crumb. That's the whole thing that sent us to Jabba.
That's his name? That's
yeah. Salacious Crumb.
Yeah, but anyway, that's yeah, Star Wars for you.
Jesus Christ, Dan.
Anyway, can we
do you just walk into a movie and go, who did it?
he walked out of movies just saying the ending.
Yeah, I'm just going through a couple.
Can't
here.
Believe he died.
Yeah.
The full
believe.
Name of the character.
Let's
can't believe Darth Vader's Luke's father.
Let's do the top 20.
All right, go.
Okay,
James Lipton's 32.
Yo.
This is a lot of these people don't even know.
Oh, yeah.
Howie Mandel, 30.
Ugh. Really?
Mark Anthony, 29.
Oh, awesome.
Screech, number 28.
Nice.
Mr.
Number 28.
Yeah. Screech's dick is number 26. Yeah.
That thing was ugly.
O.J. Simpson, 25.
Oh,
Phil Spector, looking great at 24.
Oh, fuck. Only reason
Bruce Valanche, 22.
Oh, I hate
wait,
that
which,
faggot.
Wait, what's the picture? Is it the picture with him, the full beard and all that?
No, it's shaved.
Oh, he looks 10 times
he
worse.
He really does.
That's disgusting.
It looks like a fat person who got punched in the face so hard that it actually sunk in.
Another face grew underneath it. To try to halt the swelling.
Oh, 20. All right, we'll do a top 20. Number 20 is Jared from Subway. Jared Fogel.
He's gaining weight.
He's a celebrity?
Is he?
Yeah, he's getting fat again.
Yeah.
Thank God.
And he's Jewish
like,
now.
Now?
Now?
Fogel? He's probably a Jew.
Wait,
is this celebrities?
Yeah.
No, it's
you
just,
would
it's
just
people.
Call Jared from Subway a celebrity.
Yeah, he's been on TV constantly for the past
and he's
years.
Fucking rich now, probably.
He's a household name.
Yeah, Jared
people,
from
people
Subway.
Know who he is.
You go down the street and yell Jared from Subway and people say,
I hate that
him?
Fat fuck.
Well, some people say that and some people say, what about him?
But yeah, okay, he is pretty gross.
You won me over.
He's a faggot.
I say he went from like normal skinny dude to like
average,
moderately
skinny, average.
overweight dude now.
Yeah, he was fucking fat though.
He was humongous.
How much was he?
He was three something.
Over 400 pounds.
Well, oh, that's right.
Wow. Four bills. Yes. And he actually lost weight on Subway, or did he get some kind of wacky
All
surgery?
He did was eat a turkey and Swiss sub, a bag of baked Lays, drink water, and I think walked.
Constantly.
No, he only walked like a couple miles.
Yeah, he walked to and from the Subway.
And he lost like 200
He lost
pounds?
Like 300 pounds.
300 pounds?
Well,
how long? That would take like 20 years.
Calorie-wise, yeah. He was probably losing... Let's see, if he lost how much? 300 pounds. He's probably losing like 30 pounds a month.
Wow.
So that's a lot.
That is a lot.
That's 4.25 pounds a week or whatever. Or something. 7.25 pounds a week.
Yeah, but if he changes eating habits and his calorie intake that much,
his
he probably just he was probably eating like over 10,000 calories a day, and he drops down to something, you know.
Well, eventually it's going to catch back up to him again. That's not how you're supposed to lose weight.
No.
No.
So
that's why he's going to start putting it back on.
Yeah.
He must have the worst stretch marks.
It's like, yeah. The second he eats a candy bar, it's like 2 pounds comes back.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. He gains back double.
Carly spits it all back up.
Carly?
Did you guys see that episode of South Park with him?
No, I heard about it.
Oh, God,
where he, he kept, basically he told everyone he had AIDS.
Oh, my God.
But he meant, personal assistants or, personal trainers.
Yeah.
And, they kept, it was like beating a dead horse. They kept going on and on.
What,
AIDS
is helping him lose weight?
Yep.
Oh, God.
And then at the end, when they realized it was a big mistake, they're like, wait a minute. This means AIDS is finally funny. And they had a big, sign and statue all ready for the day when AIDS was funny. It was okay to joke about it.
South Park is insane. I love them. Yeah. South Park is like...
I'm as times 300.
Well, yeah,
but they're smart about
it. It's funnier now than it was when it was popular.
That's true.
Like, no one watches it
it's
now.
It's satire now.
Well,
it never was. It was
just like Beavis and Butthead. When they were when you couldn't walk around without seeing Beavis and Butthead t-shirts, it was stupid.
Yeah.
They actually got really funny towards the end.
Yes, they did.
And no one was watching.
Well, so no. Was it? The only reason people now watch, people go on and watch for their show.
What?
Not besides, no. South Park.
Get the
South Park.
Scratch.
Go ahead.
South Park. They're still got their hardcore fan base, but... There's still, people, I haven't watched it since back in the day when it was, when they were still doing the raunchy shit, when they weren't trying to be as political as they are now. Mm-hmm. The only time you really hear about an episode is when a lot of people are watching it, or the news brings it up when it's something bad.
Mm-hmm.
That whole In the Closet episode with the Tom Cruise thing.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Flipped out about it.
Tom Cruise, by the way, number 100 in the world's ugliest.
And the thing is, that season is being released right now with that episode. So, they're just all over it.
They really caught up with that, too.
Their original
South
seasons
Park.
Weren't that long.
Yeah, usually it's one a year they'll release or something, but they started releasing one a month, they must have.
It's not they really caught up, because it's that was only three, four seasons ago.
Yeah, it's every 2 months they come out with another season.
Mm. But their seasons are weird.
Yeah, they are.
They go for they'll go for 6 months, stop, and then they'll go for another 2 months, and the season, and then 5 months later, they're back. It's not a normal season, a Simpsons type thing.
Yeah,
where they go from the week after Halloween till the end of June.
Yeah, I guess it's because they try to keep up with current events, and the animation is probably phenomenally easy compared to something like The Simpsons.
Well, no, they
said their turnaround's 2 weeks or something.
Yeah,
for
what is it? Their stuff, it looks crappy, even though it's still all on computers.
Yeah, that doesn't matter though. It's supposed to look like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying though. It's not like The Simpsons where they actually pay a shit ton of money to the Koreans.
All right, who do we got under...
Number 19, Larry the Cable Guy.
Fuck.
Okay.
Okay.
I guess he's ugly. Whatever.
I don't know. I can't vouch for this.
He's horrible. He's not... I don't know about ugly.
He's. Yeah. I saw him.
He's a guy.
Which is worse?
Unfunny douchebag.
He's hilarious. Are you serious?
Larry the Cable Guy?
He's so hilarious.
Hillbilly.
Yeah, but
he's so funny.
His movie? Terrible. But he's funny.
Hillbilly.
Yeah.
We call her Holy Moly. All right,
whatever.
Now, it's funny because, Tom Cruise was number 100.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, not even a decade ago, he would have been number one.
Yeah.
Hottest.
For, sexiest.
That's because now he's all crazy and weird.
Yeah,
and
so what are they basing this on?
Because gay women
unsexiest.
Have gay opinions.
It's not really a...
So, sexy has a, non-physical connotation?
I guess so. Like, unsexy. Okay. Like, I guess what they do is considered sexy, too, and how
Fine.
They act.
Okay.
So it's not just ugly people.
All right, next.
18, good example, Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
I would assume now, God. With all his Jew hating and everything, kind of a bit of a turnoff.
To who?
Women?
Jews?
Did you hear what he did?
Oh, they're all Jewish?
Women? Was it a month ago? He was at a he was doing a lecture about the movie about Apocalypto, and a bunch of they were Mayan. I guess they were Mayan ancestry.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Like, and they were pretty much, it was a Q&A, and they were just badgering him, and he just turned around and said go fuck yourself, lady.
Oh,
just wow. out just in the middle of this lecture, everybody freaked out.
Something like that. I remember that.
He just completely he had a right, because the woman was badgering the shit out of him.
Good for him.
Like, you know, totally bashing his movie.
Yeah, if it wasn't for him, no one would even know who the hell they were. So
right. Except for people who watch the History Channel every day.
Yeah.
Which in between all the Hitler that? Stuff.
Oh, you mean the Hitler Channel?
Yeah.
In between all the Hitler stuff.
So 18, Mel Gibson.
Who we got?
17, I don't even know who this is.
It doesn't look like a man.
Chuck Klosterman.
Who? He's Jewish.
He's like a writer and stuff.
Yeah, well, we don't care about
he's
him.
A fat. He has the most annoying voice in history.
16. Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, he should be higher.
Poor Bill.
He should be like number two or three.
Poor Bill.
Fuck that
dick. He's a douchebag.
To me, he's not like...
What the fuck?
Sorry.
It looks right at me, but it was Vaughn.
Was it?
Yeah, it was me.
Oh.
That was like... I don't know. Sorry,
Yeah. Anyway, okay, next.
All right, let's keep going.
Poor Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, God.
15, James Gandolfini.
He's awesome.
Because he's a fat fuck. Big
yeah,
deal.
Really,
the fat Guido. What can you love about that?
Fat Guido.
I don't know. The whole fat Guido thing? Everything?
Oh, my God.
Number 14.
Mardi Gras float.
What?
He's got a head like a Mardi Gras float.
Yes,
well,
he does.
Number 14 is just the U.S. senators from Massachusetts.
Well,
yeah, collectively.
This particular one. What's his name? Kennedy.
Ted Kennedy.
Ted Kennedy.
Mr. Ted Kennedy.
Murderer.
Murderer, yes, thank you.
Wow.
Ted Murderer.
I don't know how the car got in the water.
Dead Kennedys.
I don't know how she drove off that bridge. It just happened.
I don't know why I just thought of this, but I was watching the WWE online thing.
Oh, God.
And it was all manager stuff.
Oh,
they were
yes.
talking about Paul Bearer. They showed a clip of him when he was Percy Pringle.
Oh, no.
He was pretty much Paul Bearer with bleached blonde hair and mustache.
Holy shit. Was that Smoky? No, it could have been Smoky Mountain.
I think it was Florida.
Florida Championship Wrestling?
I think so.
Okay.
Championship Wrestling from Florida. That was what they call it.
Really?
Yeah. It's most
they
awkward
couldn't
name.
Call it Florida Championship
no.
Wrestling?
It was Championship Wrestling from Florida.
Yeah, I remember that. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway,
moving
Paul
on.
Paul Bearer should be up there.
He really should.
Right?
He should be number alpha.
Mm. 13, Philip Seymour Hoffman. Okay. Poor guy.
Anyway.
Mm. Okay, who cares?
And the subtitle, Sweaty, Weird-Looking Oscar Winner.
Dumb. Okay.
Anyway.
He's disgusting.
Number 12, I don't even know who this is either.
Karl Lagerfeld?
Yeah.
He's a fashion designer.
Okay.
Any fashion designer is just a fucking weird
looking
The
picture
thing.
They got showing him now is when he lost all the weight.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like 5 or 6 years ago when he was a fat guy.
Mm-hmm.
He was even
more disgusting.
Yes.
Disgusting.
Now that he's, because he like lost so much weight, he's like ultra thin. He looks like pretty much one of his models.
Ew.
Yeah, it's disgusting. And his head, he's huge.
Does he do male model stuff?
No, it's just he's female stuff.
Okay.
And he looks just like one of his female models. He's really thin, really, fucking nasty asshole.
It looks pretty gross to me.
They put here, almost makes Don Imus seem sexy.
Wow.
Yes.
God.
I would agree with that.
11, Michael Richards.
Oh, nice.
Ugh. Yeah, and look at the picture. It's that freaking picture from when he was apologizing to everybody.
Oh, yeah, he really turned into a horrid-looking human being.
He really looks terrible.
He's a hard-looking being, yeah.
Yeah, well, at least he was like funny looking back in the day.
Yeah.
Now he's just like an old.
He's getting more and more exaggerated.
Old and haggard.
I don't know.
Wow.
That's what he looks like.
He's one of
old
the chosen people.
Haggard,
he never said that.
No, he didn't.
Check
not.
Out UHF and then age that by 30, 40 years.
Wow.
And a lot of hard living.
We're 20.
He was so
he's had
good.
A difficult life.
A lot of money count.
Give you a vision.
10 is Carl from Aqua Teen Hunger
Force.
Oh, fuck
that. Automatically, this whole poll gets thrown out that they're going to use a cartoon character.
But it gets credited again when they put number 9, Bob Dylan.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
All right. Wait, Dylan.
I agree with that one.
I accept that.
What time period are they using Dylan, though? Are they using now crusty old hag Dylan? Or back in the day?
So. Senior citizen rocker.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Now.
Number 8, Perez Hilton.
Who? Yeah.
He's a
blogger.
Yeah, he's a gossip blogger.
Mm-hmm. He's actually a pretty interesting site.
He is a ugly douchebag whore.
Yeah,
he is. Number nine. I'm sorry, seven. Sanjaya.
Awesome.
From
totally
American Idol.
Paul.
Oh, that fucking queer thing.
Number six, Don Imus.
Wow.
Dead Imus.
That's a nappy head of ours there. I'm going to take that down. You're
Yeah.
And that's actually a decent photo of him. If you, ugh. He's such an
yeah, that's
such
like
an ugly, old, pickled.
That's got to be 20 years old, that picture.
Yeah, it has to be.
Yeah. Number five, Howard K. Stern.
Who fucking cares?
Wow. Yeah. Was this made like today?
Seriously, right?
Mm-hmm. We won't be hearing about
no.
Number four.
No, wait. But the thing is,
Karl Rove. Oh.
What is that?
Karl Rove is Bush's advisor.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Number three.
Advisor.
Flavor Flav.
Oh, thank
okay,
God.
I can.
He's only number three.
So wait, this is the top five.
Who could be worse?
So wait. Hold
who
on.
Could be
so,
worse?
No, in all honesty, the only thing that could be worse is somebody who has a serious physical disfigurement
it's gonna
or
be
can't do anything about.
It's gonna be Michael Jackson.
They've been shot in the face.
It's terrible. Unbelievable.
The Elephant Man.
All right,
the Elephant
Man. Let's see
man.
Who number two is. The fat guy from Borat. All right, I was
oh my God!
Dumb.
Even he's better looking than Borat. Flavor
than
Flav.
Flav, yeah.
Yes.
And we've all seen him naked. And number
yep.
one, I actually don't know this myself.
Okay.
Any guesses?
Who do we got, Dan?
I'm gonna say Michael
Bill
Jackson.
Bill Gates.
Come on, Dan. You were so. Who's number one? I have no patience.
Bill Gates.
Wait. All right. Hold on.
Is it a 5-year old?
I'll love it then.
James Brown's dead corpse.
Better not be George Bush.
Which is still not
I'll
on the ground.
Angry.
Probably would
I'll
be.
I'll be angry.
Yeah.
Or Dick Cheney. If it's either one of them, I would just be angry.
I'm leaving if it is.
Yeah. The show will be done.
Well, we're done anyway.
Okay. Right.
What site is this? Is it a political site or anything?
I don't know.
No, Ronald? No. No, there hasn't been any kind of bias or anything yet, but if it is. No.
The dead Wendy's founder.
So we're Dave Thomas?
Yeah. Maybe it'll be B. Arthur.
I'm
that
sexiest
would be good.
Man. That would be funny. So I actually don't know. Anyone have any
I
guesses?
I think it's Bill Gates.
Carly?
Bill Gates?
Yeah. He's not that sexy.
Dan, anything?
I'm going to say MJ.
Just Michael Jackson? MJ.
But he isn't a gun.
I don't know.
He's
not anymore. All right, let's hit this. Let's hit this.
All right, number one, unsexiest male.
You sound dumb much.
Donald Trump.
Trump.
Oh, whatever.
Wow.
I guess he... Even still, like... He's kind of cool. That should count for something.
He's rich. Mm. That's better than Flavor Flav.
Thank you. That was such bullshit.
I have to say, he has a tremendously gorgeous wife right now, so...
His daughter's hot.
You're telling me,
he trades
as a woman,
up like
you'd
a
rather
man.
Fuck Flavor Flav
well,
than Donald Trump?
Did you see the two seasons of that show?
I saw some of it.
A shit ton of women who wanted to fuck Flavor Flav.
No, they want
to
be famous.
No, they're all gold diggers.
They all want to be famous on TV.
So nasty.
Nothing on earth could make me believe they actually found him attractive. Nothing.
And the thing is, when that show first was put together, when all the women were like, you know, told, you know, like when they were doing casting for it, nobody wanted the show. No, everybody was showing up, and they didn't know why they were, because they didn't explain who they were doing this casting for, what the show was about. And when they finally did, the women who actually went to the casting actually scattered like roaches. They ran out of the place because it was. Because, like, wait, what? Who? Like, fuck that and split.
He's sickening. If you walked in this room, you wouldn't even know he was here. If he was
true.
Next to the
boy.
Fez's cage. Mm-hmm. Unless he blinked or showed his nasty teeth.
Oh, God.
No, the thing is, we wouldn't know he's here because he'd grab a mic and never shut the fuck up.
I hate the fact I'm even talking about him, that he's relevant.
Yeah, I know. Honestly, like,
he's like
he shouldn't exist.
He's
yeah.
anti-matter.
He shouldn't exist.
Anti-matter.
Exactly, he doesn't
what?
Matter.
Carly, stop, please.
like
you like Vaughn too.
Oh, hey,
he's the white equivalent.
Vaughny Vaughn. Wow, what a douchebag! You bald hick. You bald hick.
Vaughn, when are you getting the bling dad grill?
What?
When are you getting your bling dad grill?
I don't know. When
that
are you get that
awesome.
Kid off your dick?
Wow.
Speaking of
that was actually kind of funny.
Let's do a Vaughn rap. Yo, you bald head, hick. Then he's gonna get off his dick.
You know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Speaking
you
of
the scratching in there,
I can't speak.
What's
good.
It called? What's it called? You know what I mean.
What? Here's your letter.
Speaking of Vaughn's gut,
Vaughn Vonnegut,
Kurt Vonnegut, dead.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, who was he anyway? Who was that guy anyway?
Kurt Vonnegut?
Yeah.
He was a writer.
Cats in the Cradle.
Cats in the Cradle.
He's up in the slaughterhouse in the sky.
Yeah. Dead.
Cats in the Cradle.
Not the song.
The book.
Oh, did he write that shit about slaughterhouses and stuff?
Slaughterhouse,
food
slaughterhouse
and shit.
5, yeah.
Mm-hmm. In the Dirt, Vonnegut.
See you later.
I didn't think he was very
Cryptogut.
I thought he was dead originally, actually.
Yeah, I was surprised to find out.
The thing is, I thought he was dead, and then like
he resurrected and he died again.
Last year, he did a couple interviews with NPR, and I was like, I thought he died because he put out a book last year. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I thought he was dead.
Every time an old person puts out a book, dead within 6 months.
The Grim Reaper,
Freddy Blass,
the ghost writer.
And the reason, you know, he fell and had.
Record scratch, please.
That's the first one tonight.
He fell and he had a oh my god! He had a brain injury.
He's got to sip the coke.
Oh shit! Oh,
what a dick!
At least he emptied it.
Here's Vaughn's radio career.
What radio career? It's internet Vaughn? Radio. Yeah. Oh.
You're fire. Okay, go on. Go ahead. Go ahead, boy. There's a cell phone.
Stop. He's going to throw his phone at me.
It was he suffered a brain injury in a fall.
Yes.
Last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
a brain injury.
It took him a week to die, which is, brain injury.
Wait, who was this again?
Kurt Vonnegut.
Oh, okay.
That's how he died.
Yeah.
He must have, you know, he cracked his head off of something in the shower or something.
Unbelievable.
Who the fuck knows?
Oh, was he 80-something?
84.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I can't believe he could fall. Now. Good. The fuck out of here.
Well.
Yeah.
He's dead. What do we got?
And so is the show, so let's fucking...
It is
15-year-old student brought a bomb to school.
Bomb?
A real one?
A real bomb.
Like a pipe bomb or like a Wile E. Coyote bomb?
It was strapped to his chest. He said he was, quote, tired of being bullied. He brought a bomb to school and no one was hurt. 1,600 students had to evacuate and they eventually talked them down.
Talked them down.
Yeah.
I saw the title.
Blowing it up.
All I saw was Jackson's student teenager closes. I was like, wait, what is this going to be?
Where was it? Where was that at?
This is Mad Libs. What the fuck?
Wait, where?
Oh,
what's up with the school bullying and people just going extreme?
Just go fuck a teacher.
Why can't they do what we did when we were kids and we got bullied? Nothing. We pushed back.
Throw cans of coke at people.
Hit people with cans of coke. We fucking just took your anger out on that person.
I don't know. I don't know too many people who just got bullied that we went
Me
to school.
Neither.
I mean, there were some kids who were, you know, scapegoats, and they still had friends. But I don't know anybody who ever got bullied who didn't push back.
Well, I know.
There's a couple.
Yeah. Oh, we won't drop any names.
Yeah, we know. Dude, think of the family we talk about.
Oh, I know.
Them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're a large family that had each other to be friends with.
Wow. I don't even think so. The one doesn't even want to have anything to do with the rest.
No. I don't know.
He wants to eat the rest.
Yeah.
They look like they ate the rest.
Wow.
I know. They do, though.
One dies, they have a pig roast.
They look like the evolution of man.
Yeah,
and also
really
the Russian doll things.
Yes.
Oh,
I can never remember what those things are called either.
Look them up.
Carly, look those Russian dolls up. They have a cool name, and I can't remember what it is.
Babushka.
Babushka. Let's play
the babushka.
Hide. Play hide the babushka. Anyway, so the
that's what Dan does with the kids.
So the what is it called, Carly?
Matryoshka?
I don't think so.
Well, just cursed in Russian.
Zeke Heil.
This is what we need Carly for.
Yeah, so to produce anyway,
misinformation.
Oh, are you looking it up too, Derek?
I was trying to.
Like
Russian nesting dolls.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's Google.
So everyone's okay.
Ba-bum, ba-bum.
Yeah. Who else died? I was telling you guys. I can't remember his name.
The
guitarist for Kiss.
John St. James is his name?
Oh, that
Steve
guy.
Steve St. fucking Dickface.
Is the guy who invented Mad Libs.
Is he dead too?
Really?
No. The guy. No. Yeah. Was it? What the fuck's his name? The guy who created BC died.
Oh, yes.
Johnny.
fuck is his name?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
Walker or something.
He died during the week, too, yeah.
Which Cochran, Johnny Cochran.
No, he's been dead.
Johnny Cochran's gone. But,
oh, he is dead. Yeah, wow.
He's been gone for a while.
But the thing is, when somebody told me about that, I was
Johnny
like,
Cochran.
That was another thing. That was another thing when Cochran. I heard that he was dead. I was like, I thought he was dead, too. Like,
yeah.
Johnny
Cochran?
No, that's the guy who created BC. BC.
Yeah. Johnny Hart. Is that his name?
Johnny Hart, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Because that cartoon was a fucking...
Jimmy Hart?
Jimmy Hart
was a waste. That cartoon was a waste of space. Yeah.
Pretty much sucked most of the time.
But why the fuck is the guy who created the Family Circus is still alive and kicking?
Oh my god!
What the fuck? Can't
that's
they?
The
can't God just take him out?
Piece of shit I've ever read.
It's the worst comic. Besides, what's the one you
Peanuts.
Were telling us about? No.
Peanuts is the worst comic.
Fuck you.
No. Mm-hmm. Peanuts is classic.
Fuck
you're
Charles
a fucking
Schultz.
Douchebag. Oh
for
my
better,
god!
For better, for worse, is terrible.
Yes.
Kathy.
Kathy's awful.
Flight
I hate
deck.
Kathy.
Flight deck is
the worst.
God,
I don't even know what that is.
Next to Family Circus, Flight deck is one of the worst.
Foxtrot was hilarious. Done.
Yeah.
Is it really? Why are all the good ones like done?
He quit. Yeah.
Farside, Foxtrot. Because
they made all their money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember? Smart. Do you remember when Ninja Turtles had a little comic in the paper?
No.
No.
We're probably in like fourth grade.
Yes, I do. Actually,
they would have little art contests and stuff. They would send in.
Yeah. Was it the same turtles we were watching?
It was our Ninja Turtles. Yeah, it was like fourth grade. It was like fifth grade.
Yeah, they'd have people. They have the kids drawing their little things. Yeah. They post them on the front page.
I remember seeing a picture by like a 21-year-old. It was so good compared to all the other ones, but he just must have felt really lame because everybody else was.
Oh no,
10.
He didn't felt lame. He was. Probably
that was a really nice drawing. It was amazing.
Probably on his wall when he was.
I have an example here of Flight Deck. This is just the first one I saw.
I hate Flight Deck.
It's two guys having coffee together. One guy says, "I think it's actually kind of mean when someone says to you, you have a face only a mother could love." And the other guy says, "Who said that to you?" And the guy says, "My mother."
I read that this morning.
Yeah, well, it's from today.
That's so
it's
lame.
Not even funny.
It's so lame, I can't even like make fun of it.
There's three reasons why these suck. One, they're never funny. Two, they're just recycled the same fucking cartoon over and over again. They just changed the bubbles. And three, I don't fucking remember what three was.
Okay. You don't even need a third.
No, it's two.
The first
it's
one
two.
Was good enough. They're not funny.
No.
That's not comics.
I saw a stupid title today. Something, Adios Imus.
Oh, yeah, I saw that today.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
that's
one of the
that's a good
was
title.
That was probably the Post too.
Yeah, it probably was. It probably was
because the Post is king of puns.
I think Gone Imus would have been great.
Postumus. Postumus is priceless.
Postumus gone.
That's actually pretty good.
That's excellent.
But I mean, Adios Imus. What? That's not even clever.
I
no.
think. I think.
Das Vodanya Imus.
Yeah, seriously.
I think
hasta la vista, Imus.
I think yesterday's was the you know how you're saying Imus.
Yeah, I didn't say that, Steve. I didn't say that.
You did. I think it was like a two.
I said it, motherfucker.
On Monday, shut the fuck up. On Tuesday, I think it was. Suck. They said it was like a mess, Imus, or
really?
Imus a mess, or something
Imus
like that.
Imus a miss,
and I was a miss, and I was like, what the fuck? I was like, that's retarded.
Nah, see, they're trying too hard.
Imus anus. Whoops.
I don't think so.
Okay,
but they are trying a little too hard. I think it's sad, though. They should be better. Better for a front page. Adios, Imus.
Nappy-headed.
Imus.
Jockey guy on the radio. Jerk.
Feather-haired. Jock.
Red-headed.
Septuagenarian.
What?
What?
Show's completely gone off the hinges.
No, we're all right.
We're breaking 15 minutes every time. Come on.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Fine. Carly wants me to read this.
All right, go ahead.
What
read
it.
Stanley Rhine, the inventor of Mad Libs, died today.
Did he?
He was 70 poop years old.
Okay.
Poop was underlined.
Yeah, I got it.
Wait, is that true or are you just fucking with me?
I don't know.
I saw it and I laughed. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if
it's real
or not.
So we had
it's funny.
It's like a mass killing this week.
Dead.
Death we had a shitty guitarist from Kiss die. John St. James. What? He didn't. He was on a record. I forget which one. I think it was after the Lick It Up record. The next one after that.
I can't remember what the hell it's called.
Yeah.
It's a stupid gay fantasy name. It's terrible.
After the Lick It Up record when they took all the makeup off?
Yes.
That,
he was,
that
he
next
was
record,
there for that.
He was on that record.
Yeah.
And he didn't even get to tour because
nope,
they kicked him out of the fucking. Out of the band. Like, he was so great.
No, he wasn't. What else was he? He was in another band, wasn't he?
The only thing I remember was from Kiss. That when I was
I
reading the article,
I
was like.
I thought he either went to something or took him from something. That's usually what happens.
Yeah, I think he was taken from another band, but whatever. He died. He was like
Tooken.
Tooken.
Took. I don't think he said that.
Taken.
Yeah, he said Tooken.
Oh,
Tooken.
Said Tooken. Oh, sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I'm yeah. Oh, sorry. Why don't you all?
That's a nappy head.
All right.
That's a nappy head at all. There. I'm gonna take that
out. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I'm not sucking the dick of grammar here.
What? Inconceivable.
Well, his first name is Graham.
See, I
right?
like that.
What would you say you do here?
I want to suck that penis.
We're so off the hinges.
I don't even know what's happening.
Oh, what is that from? What would you say you do here?
That was Office Space.
Oh, yeah.
John C. McGinley, he got married.
Ooh, not to Derek.
I'm very sad.
Not to Derek.
I have a man crush on John
yes,
C.
He does.
Oh, really?
And Pat Miller does, too. Ooh. We're going to join his fan club.
Ew. Wow, threesome.
You're going to start mm-hmm. it.
Yep.
A lot of melted butter.
Oh, my oh, God. You got to be kidding. You, oh.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, fucking! Oh,
good night, nurse.
I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, then shut the fuck up and let it end.
Wow,
wow, penis head,
douche, egg.
Is that
go home and go to work?
Go home and go to work.
Yeah.
Go fluff the lettuce, all right, there, dickhead.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Fluff the lettuce.
I don't know what that means.
What?
All right, well, we'll see you next Thursday. We are the Aristocrats.
Oh,
we'll
yes.
be
sans Vaughn.
Live.
Oh, yeah. I'll be here. Don't worry, brother.
Oh, will you?
Oh, yeah. Why is it so low?
I like it, though.
Good night,
asshole.
Good night.
What would you say you do here?
Not even supposed to be here today.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Yeah!
That's a nappy head of those there. I'm gonna take that out.